Blog Talk Radio.
I feel so freaky tonight, and I need someone to make me feel alright. So bring your body here, baby. Lady, have no fear, I'm gonna fulfill your fantasy. Just as long as you let me, baby. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
First chapter.
Come over here and let me take off your clothes. Things I wanna do to you, nobody has to know. No, babe. So lay your body right here. Lady, have no fear, 'cause ecstasy is near.
I guess no, we can be. I can find you.
Hail from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Show off tonight with a little jam session. I thought everybody could use a little good music there, but I had to cut it short. I thought I'd let the whole thing play, but I know we ain't here for that, but whatever. We don't really know what the hell we're here for. We know we're here to try to have a nice time and fellowship and talk with each other and hope we can come up with some new ideas about this year, which is the next season for us in our grudge racing world. Hope we can come up with something and have a better year for 2022. I know I'm planning on having a better year for 22. Hopefully things go well. Also, I want to thank anybody that probably was on here, that was on my Facebook friends that, you know, gave my mom prayers for her to get well soon. Hopefully she get well. She seemed to be doing a little bit better when I talked to her a little earlier tonight. But I appreciate y'all. I had some of the brothers call me and do a prayer with me with the prayer warriors. Brother Pine orchestrated it. Get everybody together. And, you know, it made me feel good. I really appreciate that, too. So, with all the strong prayers that she getting, I believe she will be okay. Because she getting a lot of good prayers. And I ain't seen a whole that many prayer wishes on nothing I put out before in my life, you know. And they've really been giving her some praises and prayers. And, you know, hoping she get well wishes. But I guess we're going to try to get this thing started tonight. We don't know, you know, we don't have no plans. It ain't race season. So, you know, we get the guys on here and somebody come up and start discussing things and we just go with it. So I'm waiting for all my buddies to come on up and help me out here tonight and let's see if we can get going. Hopefully it can be a lot of positive things, you know, because the negative things are so easy to get into. So we're hoping for some positive things. Right now, we're not sure, you know, what we're gonna really consider, I guess, our home track. We might be just floating from track to track. Racing whenever we can race, I know a lot of guys travel, so they don't care. They gonna travel and get it on. But everybody can't travel like that. So I'm hoping that 41 be in order. I don't think a whole lot changed with 41. You know, besides the thing, the deal they did with Drag, and, you know, that wasn't cool, but that's between them guys. You know, it's a business deal. I guess they see that weekend was a little more important to them than they figured it was the Drag. But other than that, I haven't heard any changes. If they are still giving us 1 weekend out of the month guaranteed, hey, I guess we can't ask for much more. But we're going to see. Time will tell. You know. Uh-oh.
What's up,
What's
man?
Up, Brother Kid? Hey, everything
good?
Love, man. I sure appreciate you guys earlier, man.
Yeah,
especially
man.
Especially me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what we're going to get on today, kid, but I guess I'm going to pop up sooner or later.
Yeah. Some will pop up.
You got any idea, any question? You ain't got no question you want to know?
No. Only thing I can think of is who would be our Grudge Race of the Year up in the Midwest around here in this area.
Oh, man.
We basically can't go off of what's going on down in the south, in the southeastern Cano.
That's right. They ain't got nothing to do with us. I mean, we enjoy
nope.
watching it and, you know, and stuff
yeah.
like that. But we gotta work on something here. You know,
right.
I haven't heard a whole lot. I know we got a few people they considering.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them definitely would deserve it. So they just got to come down to who going to get it. Because, I mean, you look at, you know, some of these guys that's really been out there trying to get the job done. And like everybody, you know, saying Race Avon, which is a good candidate.
Yeah.
You got 2-2. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Then if you got the people just around here, you know, you still got other people, you know. You know, they consider Skin and a few more, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just sit back and whichever one get it, I take my hat
yeah.
off to them. Because,
right.
Yeah. And we definitely got a few good candidates for it around here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well,
man.
Like I said. The stuff that's going on down in the south and the southeast, it really don't contain to us nowhere
yeah.
because for the same reason is we're in different time zones and different racing areas and all that crap. You know, we might race two or three months
yeah.
out of a year, and well, they got 6-7 months, 8-9 months out of a year.
That's right. That's right. If they don't want to, they can race all year round if they wanted to. But they got to take
yeah.
time to straighten their cars out and freshen them up, you know. But, yeah, they
yep.
can race all year round if they wanted to. All they got to do is travel next door here and there. And
mm-hmm.
they can keep on getting it. Yeah, man. That's all right, too.
Because our racing season really don't start till around about maybe the first weekend of April and shit. September, it ain't promising
yeah.
nobody around in the Midwest.
That's right. Hey, how you doing? Unknown. How you doing now?
Oh, how you and Kid doing?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
We doing all right.
Yeah, what I got to say myself is what I see. I hope they don't care. The wrong grudge is over from last year to this year. You know, with people, you know, saying the wrong thing to people and. People, you know, be wanting to chop each other head off and all that kind of crazy stuff like that because racing is all about debating to me, debating how you're going to run your race.
Yeah.
And having a good time,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming out there, you know, and talking a little trash and having a good time. But then when it get down to a point that a certain thing you don't say to each other or don't do You can do it, you know, with one or two people that you know, but you just can't get it in your mind that that go for everybody, because everybody don't go for
right.
it. So, and
yep.
then not only that, whatever grudges y'all had against a person from last year, that's what I see that's happening too. Somebody mad with somebody else from last year from something else, and they just wait to the moment and then explode on them. So, I mean, we can't be going out there and putting our, jeopardizing ourselves like that and jeopardizing everybody else that come to the racetrack and jeopardizing people's families and kids. You know, so we, everybody on both ends got to be careful, you know, how you dealing with that type of situation, because it's going to turn real, real violent if you don't.
Yeah, well, you got
yeah,
to police
that's
yourself. Up. That's the main thing. You got to police yourself, really.
Yep, yep. And I be seeing that almost every week. I listen at all the shows pretty much. I don't get on them, but I just listen at them. And almost every week, you know, somebody be ready, you know, where you live at, where you at? Be ready to go and cut somebody's head off, you know, the wrong way. They don't be a racing on them. And, you know, I heard in their voice,
yeah.
just a real at that moment. And, you know,
yeah.
it's not the, way, just not the way we need to live.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Something else. Mm-hmm.
Well, they done took all the fun out of drag racing, man. That takes all the fun out of
it. Yep.
Hey, you right about that, Preacher Boy.
I was telling them today that it ain't, the racing has changed so bad it ain't fun no more. No. Everybody is in their feelings over every little word, and now you don't even know how to talk to nobody. You can't joke, you can't play, and you almost can't bet. So, you know, so you don't know what to say to people now.
Well,
yeah,
because
it looks like it looks right.
So when it comes to something like that, then you know you got to change your situation. This, you said the magic word. You don't know what to say to nobody right now. So some things you were doing, you got to change them. You can't go out there and do what you used to do.
I've been in change mine, so I'm good. I'm
yeah.
cool. I don't
say,
I don't like talk to nobody about it.
Okay.
It don't take long to tell somebody kiss your ass, suck your dick in
a
heated moment, in the heat of the moment. You know.
Yeah, well, it's the way you conduct yourself, Preacher Boy. Cause I'm not finna be telling nobody to suck my dick and kiss my ass and all that kind of crap. You know, I don't even go like that.
Right.
Hey kid, it's a difference between some of y'all. Let me explain some to y'all. It's like we're gonna use let's use D for example. D then already explained to people, you better not call me no bitch. You understand? That's known. Okay, you got some of us on this phone that don't give a fuck what you say to each other. Then you got some people get on the phone that's in it but don't want to be talked to rough, and then when they do it, you send the deck up. You know? But he did tell that boy, hey, man, I don't play that way. So the first words should have came out of his mouth, I'm sorry, man. My bad, we're not going to do that. You know, but it's ignorance. That would make it worse.
Mm-hmm. But you know, Preacher Boy, it's a limit anyway to men. I mean, just like I've been around for a while, and it's always been a limit to me, and 90% of the people live out here where I'm at. They follow that same limit. Some things you just don't do. You know,
hey,
it's simple. Is that just plain and simple?
My dad and my uncle, they had a limitation. They said right up front, talk about drag racing. Don't talk about my family. Don't talk about my kids. So we got a problem. That was all well known. So people didn't do it. They never did it. So you got to understand. You know, some people just don't say that. Old folks don't say that, period. And some of them taught their kids not to accept that shit. So you don't know who they is, who they ain't is. So you watch what you do. I say a lot of shit too, man. I ain't going to lie to you. I say a lot of crazy shit to people. Some people look over it, some don't. Some address me with it, and I apologize.
Well, everybody, each is to their own. But I've been around for a little while, and, I mean, I love graduation, love to hear it every week from different people. So that's why I say that. I mean, I'm not telling nobody what to do. Everybody do what they want to do. But, I mean, I figure that it's going to come a big problem for a lot of people. You know, people are already frustrated, and, you know, a lot of people don't go their way anyway. and you come up with that out your mouth, and bam, that's it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's, you got to look at it like this. The new generation done changed from our whole group.
Okay.
So you got to watch what you say. You don't know who play and who don't play.
Yeah.
So you really just got to maintain and have self-control about the shit you do. You know, after my mother passed, I started realizing a lot of different shit. So I just stopped because there's a lot of shit I don't want people to say to me that I just don't do, you know. But I used to do it, and I used to do it bad. Me and Skin got into an argument today about minding your business. What he told me was facts. Hey, I used to be in everybody's shit when we talk on the phone. Now, man, I ain't got time to say shit. I don't give a fuck what you do. I ain't in it. It ain't my business. But I went from looking outside the window to looking inside the window. You know what I mean? You never pay attention when you're doing something, but when you stop doing it, you get to pay attention to everything. You know?
You know what
some
I see?
Some people don't pay the money.
What I see, the world is getting more widespread with people getting around a lot and coming up on the phones from all different parts of the state and around the world and stuff like that. And it's going to lead to this type of stuff. You know, when we say stuff like that, get your private part, kiss my so-and-so, I mean, that's a fight. It's going to lead to that.
Well,
I mean, it's just no other it's no other way around it. There's no way around it.
Well, old folks said whenever you invite a person to your body part, that's what you want to do. You want to fight. That's what was always taught to me for old folks.
Okay,
but
okay,
the whole thing
okay.
is this. Hold on, listen.
Okay, well,
this is the whole
what happens with young people? What happens when it's two young guys or two middle-aged guys, 30 and 40 years old, and they're going to fight over
some
that?
Some of them play that way. Some of them play that way. A lot of us play that way, and some don't.
Okay.
So we don't know if you're playing or not. If you laugh, you in. That's what we used to say. If you can laugh at the dumb shit we do, you in. Some don't play that way. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. Now, listen. I had a guy that did. How long did Gangsta Brother stay in jail? Blue. Blue was in jail forever. When he got out of jail, me and him was gambling. I called him a bitch. He said, "All right, now, preacher boy, I don't play that shit." Man, I called him a bitch again. He said, "Man, I did all these years in jail. I ain't let a motherfucking penitentiary call me a bitch. You think I'm gonna let your little ass call me a bitch? I'm gonna pound your ears together." I laughed. I say, "Do what you gotta do." That's what went through my mind. I never said that loud. Man, that man caught me on my knees shooting a damn dice. And I thought equation. I thought the moon had to set in. I called him a bitch again. He took all the sunlight away when he stood over my head. I said, "Oh, shit, man, you know we gambling, man. I say anything." I said, "I ain't got good sense." And he let me get away.
Preacher boy,
the
saying that you was trying to say, you said if you laugh, you in. It's not that it say if you grin, you in. If you grin, you in.
Yeah, that too, dear. But the whole thing is this. This is what the issue is with certain people of us. See, we racist. A lot of us is racist. People know us from Facebook, the internet, YouTube, and all of this shit. So when they get to talking crazy to you, you don't know who the fuck you talking to on the other side of this phone. They know you, but you don't know them. So you opening up a door for an ass whooping. You cussing a motherfucker out, telling them to kiss your ass, they mama this, they mama that. You don't know who the fuck that is. Now here you go, goddamn, you go to the track and the nigga tap you on your back and beat your ass. That's what happened with what's his name from Mississippi when he came up here. He didn't know D from a can of paint. He knew D when he finished beating on that ass.
You right about that, Preach, but you know they always say you gotta bring some ass to get some ass. So what if that guy tap you on your shoulder and you fuck around and whoop his ass?
Yeah, but let me tell you about that too. It goes you 100. Listen, I just finished talking to somebody on the phone before I got online. If you put the fear of God in somebody and they scared of you, and you say, "When I see you, I'm gonna beat your ass," you approach that person, he gonna knock your shit back because he's scared in the motherfucker. He don't want to take that ass whooping. He might be scared enough to kill you. We don't know. We don't know. It goes two ways. It's like a left and a right, daylight and darkness. good and bad. You don't know how it's going to turn out to the end, but you don't have to go that way.
Well, me, if I were coming after somebody, I'm not coming after them halfway. I throw me a couple of bad asses in their face, split their throat, shoot them. I mean, because you done did something to me.
Oh, God.
That done violated me and kept me crazy. You done did something
damn,
to me.
God damn, Unknown. God damn.
Unknown been thinking about killing a motherfucker. He went to battery acid.
No, what I'm saying is, I mean, you done did something to me, you know, I can't go out half the way. The last time I got in a cheap fight was me and this white boy on a job downtown Washington. He came out there and cussed me. When he cussed me, I hit him and knocked the jaw back out of his mouth. He took off running, and he came back, and the only thing I was trying to get was this piece of steel, because I was going to kill him. Reason being is because I knew the police was going to come in there for me to put my hands on him. So why should I play with him? But he ran
battery
and left off the job.
Unknown. Battery acid and cut a throat. Come on, now.
They don't make
God. Damn, Unknown.
He's trying to make a move. Hey, listen. Let me tell y'all about a fight I had years ago. I used to work for Goodyear. And one of the guys, listen, a guy, you know the thing that you pull a hubcap off with? It's like a hammer on one side and a hook on the other.
Yep, I got
the
one
white
now.
Boy threw it at me. Listen, the white boy threw it at me. I said, you know I'm going to beat your ass when we leave here. While he was under the car changing oil, and I let the motherfucker down on his ass.
Damn.
I just pressed the button and let that bitch down. The only thing saved him is you supposed to hold the safety lock button. And I didn't hold it. I just pressed the button, and the safety lock button caught, scared him to death. Now, what if he didn't? Could I be in penitentiary to this day? You understand
what I'm
getting
at? Not the murder charge.
You see, when you mad, you don't know what you're capable of doing because your mind is blocked on nothing but one thing, fucking this person up. I done sprayed gas on the motherfucker.
Unknown, what year was that you beat up the white guy, Unknown? What year was that, Unknown?
That was,
What year was that when you beat up the white guy?
It was 10 years ago. They was doing the convention center downtown Washington. About 10 years ago.
Oh,
and the only thing
man.
I got was five. I just got five.
Well, listen, y'all.
Oh, you
y'all
got five
know
for
this
your
shit squash. Hey, Pine, all y'all know that shit got squash. So it ain't no use nobody instigating
oh,
and trying to bring it back up.
What you talking about, Preach?
That situation with Zay. You know how you and...
Oh, I'm not even worried about that shit.
That's why I keep quiet a lot of times. I don't say nothing because I know myself. I know once somebody, you know, don't disrespect me and stuff like that, you know, I know how my mind turns. So I don't say nothing. That's better for me not to say nothing. Don't say nothing. Because talking, that's stupid. I ain't going to say nothing.
Green religion. Rambo.
That shit could be like a light switch. It could turn on at any time. It could be like a light switch. You could turn it on at any time.
Yep.
10:25, Michael.
What's funny about the situation is we're supposed to be having a race show. We talk about anything but racing.
That's just me, Big Daddy. I'm in. I'm just trying to get in.
And then that shit
right.
Go left. We talked shit today, earlier today, about Sam not letting me on the one button. And like I said, when he put Sam on the phone, me and Sam was trying to talk. And like I said, I told Butchcar, he was interfering with the conversation, so we couldn't get an understanding. But, hey, the man was 100% right, Eddie, like you said. This is his show. He can pick who he want to pick to be on his show. He can press that one button and let you in or not. So...
That's right. Hey,
fuck it.
Hey, somebody got a TV. Somebody got a TV in the background. Could you mute your mic? All right.
That's somebody lying. That's just a lie coming out of.
Hey, man. We all have fun on this phone. We're supposed to have fun. But we don't. Shit go left.
Yes, sir.
I told Pine 100 times today, kiss my ass, suck my dick, and he called me a cripple motherfucker all day. Told me to take my leg and plug it up and all kind of shit. See,
damn.
We got that type of
relationship. Oh, man.
If it don't hurt my feelings, I can't hurt his feelings. Now, see, you laughing, you in that.
Come on, preach.
You laughing,
preach
now, you in. Whoever that laughing is.
This pan, preach. This pan, preach. I'm already in.
I'm up for it, don't get mad. See, we don't get
somebody,
mad.
Somebody pass that thing about a chubby girl. Somebody pass that thing about a chubby girl.
See, now you in. Talking about a bottle of Captain Crew, fat ass.
Damn.
Lord, how much.
But see what I'm saying, though? We can have fun. We ain't got to worry about seeing each other try to kill each other or fight each other. We play like that. We know, but we know what to say and what not to say. I'm not going to talk about nobody at his address, and I pray he don't do me that way. Talk
That's
about
right.
me like I'm going to talk about him.
Yeah.
We talk about these ragged ass cars. We talk about each other. We talk about my ragged ass body, and I talk about this faggot ass body too.
Oh man.
Yeah,
man.
If people just can understand each other, man. Know your personnel before you go do stupid shit.
Good point.
The same person. Everybody is not the same person. Yeah, like I told him today, man. We done told Ballhead a million times, shut the fuck up. We already know he ain't. When you tell him to shut the fuck up, you done turned him on. He ain't never gonna shut the fuck up. You can't drown him out. You waste your time.
Hey, man, whoever that is over there that just left Focus Hope picking up that block of cheese and they having trouble cutting
it, then,
go to
I ain't gonna never shut up.
What did
oh,
I just
man.
Say?
Shut
Didn't I just say you ain't never
going to
shut up?
Damn. Hey, shut the fuck up. God damn it.
And
guess what? Hey, now
that's
bitch on here going
to
shut up. Hey, now
nope.
bitch on
that's
here going to shut
again.
Up. They're going to talk when they feel like
it. That's right. Say it again. Say it again. And they're going to say what? They're
going to
say what they
want to
say.
They're going to talk whatever they feel like.
And they're going to say what the fuck they feel like saying, right?
Yes, they is.
See?
Jody. They show
you know,
the fuck is, baby.
Whenever we can learn to accept the shit that we do and we can keep it 100 with each other, we all going to get along. But this drag race shit
but
is
ain't no, but preacher boy, you have to have, if you see, the thing like it is, if you can dish shit, see, I learned this from Ballhead. Ballhead always say, if you a motherfucker that like to dish it, you should be able to take it. Don't get on here and dish it. You can't take it.
Well, I feel like this is my words about
that
situation.
That's why I got to take all type of shit. I might get
it. You know you in the swimming pool. You see the swimming pool. Don't go take your foot and put in the pool and tell somebody it's cold or too hot for you. Because you know once you in, you wet. Once you get in this pool, you wet. You got the self will come to you. So if you don't want nobody talking crazy to you, you don't talk crazy to nobody. Your input makes
just came on here. What you
crazy
boys talking about?
You make your input can change a whole person's demeanor, and he get out on you. But if you don't put your input in, he ain't never gonna say nothing to you, ever. You know, like I told him, I had stopped talking. Hey, Ballhead said it today. Hey, he had me laughing like a fucker when we got off the phone. He said, "Preacher boy, you should be in everybody's business." He said, "But you don't do it no more because you don't press the button or you don't say nothing no more." I had to stop. You can't keep getting into it with everybody about what? Nothing. About nothing. Get into it with everybody about nothing. So just shut the fuck up. You don't want to be talked to or talk crazy to. Shut the fuck up. I can listen to him because we'll see each other later on. We might see each other a week or so and go eat or talk shit or go try to make some money together. So I can listen to him. Pine, I don't know Pine real good from a can of paint, but I can listen to Pine talk shit because there's nothing to worry about. For some people, you got to focus on. People say shit out their mouth that they just don't need to say. Then when you get on their ass, they talking about what I do. You have to give him a refreshment.
Hey, I'm going to keep it real with you. Goddamn, couldn't nobody shut Malcolm X up. Couldn't nobody shut Martin Luther King up. Couldn't nobody shut a whole bunch of these motherfuckers up. Harriet Tubman, whoever. So what the fuck? Couldn't shut them up. They should think you shut me up.
It ain't about you right now, ball head saying set you up. I'm just saying, we say a lot of shit. The first thing I've been hearing them say for the last month now, it ain't no structure on this show. Ain't no structure on this show.
Oh, yeah, that's just a fan.
But everybody takes their turn saying what they want to say, and once they say it, let the next person say it, or you having a conversation, so somebody's going to speak on it and add their 2 cents in, and then he going to add another 2 cents in, and then you got a big ruckus. You know?
Yeah.
Y'all talking about educational earlier today.
Hey, but we got to keep it real, though. You know everybody on the phone know who could take what and who can't take what. So them the motherfuckers need to be quiet, the motherfuckers that can't take it.
You're right, but you know your personality.
Need to be quiet. Right, right. But the motherfuckers that's talking that can take it, I mean, what you ridiculing them for? You can say whatever you want to say to them. They say what they want to say to you, and it's all love. So I'm not understanding.
I told you a long time ago, I don't know Will. I don't know Lil Will. I don't know the other dude that I got into with. But after listening so long, you get out on Lil Will, he's going to shut the fuck up and get off the phone. You know his personnel.
Yeah.
He'll back the fuck up. He's going to get out of the way. Chemo, once you get down on Chemo so far, and you're talking about doing something to Chemo, he breaks down and get the fuck out the equation. But he has to, he take it to the limit. Chemo take it all the way to the max. And then he'll tell you, I'm just saying.
Okay. Preacher boy, that's when I come in, because I know certain people that's going to clash and going to get into it. I don't know all of them, but I know a lot of them.
Yes, you do.
That's what I do. I'm jumping in to tell them to leave that alone.
I hear you saying it all the time.
That's just like Eddie. Eddie's going to be fucking with nobody. So why should somebody fuck with him?
Good point.
I fuck with Eddie because I like playing with Eddie, but Eddie explodes. He explodes, and I don't mind him exploding on me because we going to laugh and get it at the end.
Right, right. But I'm just saying, he don't really play with people like that. He don't get into the signifying and all that type of shit.
Like I say, ain't none of us on the phone perfect.
Ain't none of us on the phone perfect, but all you do is pay attention. You never heard me get into with no goddamn Eddie and no goddamn kid and no, you know, it depends.
Yeah.
No, brother, we might disagree. You don't hear me getting into a motherfucker like that.
Like me and Flap had some words the other day. Flap's a runner real quick. He said, "Preacher, well, I can't. I know
who the
I ain't
fuck
gonna
is Flap?
I stop.
Who is Flap? Flap?
Flap? I call him Flap. Man, don't get on my ass.
Flap gonna get mad about you changing the name.
No, he ain't, cause he know if I said he know I'm talking about him.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But
all
the
right.
thing is,
well, it ain't, we don't ain't no different because Chemo, it ain't no different than Flop. Flap. Chemo call him Flop, so it ain't no different.
Yeah, Chemo call the man Slop.
So my thing is, he said, man, Prince, I ain't going to go back and forth with you because I can't take it that far as you do. I can't do it. So we understand each other. When he said that, I stopped talking to Star Laugh. You know, I can go with the best of everybody, but once you can't take it and you know I'm hurting your feelings or I'm finna piss you off, it's just best to just shut the fuck up. Let's go to a different station. Let's change the tune. You got some people that just can't take it. Man, listen. Like I said, they called me pirate. They called me preacher hoe, that he said earlier.
They called me preacher bitch.
Damn. You're not paying my bills, you're not feeding me, you're not buying no Popeyes for me, and you ain't betting for me. So you know what they can do for me? Get the fat part of my ass. Eat a side. Eat a cheek.
Lord, have mercy.
So it don't don't bother me. Mm-hmm.
Hey preacher boy, you gotta hit him. You gotta hit him with the one I hit you with earlier, preacher boy. You gotta hit him with that one.
Which one? What was that?
Preacher boy.
The suck out my ass with a car hammer.
Suck out of my ass.
With a coffee straw.
Yeah. Now listen. Hey, Pine. You can't tell everybody suck out the ass with a straw. Somebody
gonna
walk up behind
you
and
fix
your mic
and
don't
like it. Ain't fine, I'm told, boy. Suck ass
on
those balls,
but
you
keep on doing
that.
Somebody gonna walk up to him and stick a straw in his ass, and he ain't gonna like it.
Yeah,
hey, you just better hope don't nobody take your slow charger off your motherfucking leg, preacher boy.
man.
If you got a dead cell in that motherfucker, you ain't gonna be able to use it.
Lord, how much?
My walk down to a little slower. That's all.
Who was that mic just got open?
That's this crooked letter.
Crooked letter.
Yeah, crooked letter been down here for over a week and a half down there dead with this COVID shit down here, man. Y'all just don't know. Y'all just don't know.
I appreciate that, preacher boy.
Excuse me?
But Pine, this is what I want to say to you, Pine.
Hold on, preacher boy. Mr. Vondale, I don't really get into it with people, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, ho. That was not me, sir. What the hell is you talking about?
That was not me, sir. Listen at me, Pine. I'm only picking on you, man. That's all I'm doing. I don't mess with people if they don't mess with me. I don't get into that crazy.
No, that wasn't me, straight letter. That was not me.
Would you hold on, man? God damn, let it go.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna pick at you if I can. I'm not gonna get mad with you for picking at me. I'm not gonna do that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
That's just like y'all picking on Preacher Boy. Y'all know damn well Preacher Boy got that reloadable goddamn house you over there with them guys.
Oh man.
Y'all know.
Did he say to me, he got a reloadable house?
Hey, hold on. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. Hey, Pine, let me tell you something funny.
Oh, my God.
Well, ever since I was been around drag racing, me and Crip, listen, I want you to hear this. Me and Crip used to go at it every time we see each other. Fucking with the cripple ain't good. I would never in my life thought I was going to lose my leg. Now, you steady fucking with me sticking that pin in this balloon, and when something happens to you, you lose a body part. I'm going to take a couple of pisses and make you drink it. Because you're going to go crazy.
Lord have mercy.
You're going to go crazy. So keep playing.
My.
Laughing is catching. Hey. I always was told, laughing is catching. Now, when it catch you by the ass and bite you, and you need a wooden leg or a splinter, you'll see.
When your joke start putting money in my pocket, then I get mad about it. Until then, I'm not gonna get mad. When you start putting money in my pocket, you don't put no money in my pocket, then I'm gonna be mad at you. But other than that, you talk about my big black ugly ass all you want to.
Hey, look, when I lost my leg, the first person that came to my mind was Crip. I said, this bitch got me. He got me. Couldn't be mad. Because I crack jokes on them so much. Look what happened. You understand? You don't pick say shit that you don't know might not happen to you the next day.
Yep.
So you have to take the bitter with the sweet when you do dumb shit. They used to tell you as a kid, don't play with crutches, don't play with wheelchairs. You'll wind up in them.
Yep.
I played with a cripple and crack jokes on them all the time. And look at me now. I'm in that same position. So what the fuck? Keep going. It don't bother me. Just remember, when that time comes for you to be like that, jokes hurt sometimes. Yep.
Now, I sure don't need no more trouble.
I could say I'm one of the baddest cripples you know when it comes to this drag racing shit. I'm still doing the same exact shit I was doing with kicking ass and taking names.
Yes, sir.
So all the joke cracking
yes,
about
sir.
One leg and all that don't matter to me.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Still
yeah,
that
yeah.
Same
I forgot
person.
To tell you, I forgot to tell you, Eddie, Kim, I'm fast, but.
Huh?
Kim, Mama passed.
You said Kim? Oh, she passed?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, I was up
in the hospital. Sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that was Big Mom,
Preach
buddy. Too. I'm going to do Big Mom.
Preach Bar, just remember one
yeah.
thing, bro. Long as they talking about you, that mean you on their mind.
They thinking about me. They thinking
That's
about
it.
Me. I know what you're saying.
Oh.
Hey, listen, hold on. You want to know who on this phone helped me more than ever because I stayed angry? And when I say I stayed angry as a motherfucker about the situation, Skin helped me.
Mm-hmm.
Skin turned around and said, Skin, exact words to me is, nigga, look at the shoes you got on. Look at the shit you doing. You still getting money. You doing the exact same shit these motherfuckers doing. You doing better than some of these motherfuckers with one leg than they is with two.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I sit, and
yeah.
I sit
I said,
there
I told
and listen
that. I said, you driving a
I
goddamn race car. You got to be the dumbest motherfucker in the world. You finna end your life. You mad at the goddamn world, and you gonna shoot a motherfucker and tell him you a cripple.
Hey,
man,
hey,
you crazy, man.
Hey, Kurt Franklin,
how many times you
tell
me that?
Hey, Kurt Franklin, let me tell you a little
bunch
shit,
of
bro.
Times.
For
yeah.
you to be a man with a little bit of peanut-ass head, always talking a whole lot of shit, you got a goddamn show enough and a lot to say, and it's always basically right.
Yeah,
believe
you
me when
I tell
you.
I'll be trying.
My thing is, you know what? We don't listen
trying.
To him because he talks too damn much. But he be telling you some good shit if you just stop and listen to him. If all you have to do is just stop and listen to him sometimes, he be right. He just talks so much, you be like, I believe that shit. But the man had me in the corner. Me and him was just me and him talking. And I flat listened. And I changed my whole demeanor. I'm like, man, you're 100% right. I had to look at myself. He could tell you right up front, I was an angry motherfucker. That wasn't a... You couldn't
man, that man
me.
Was angrier than a motherfucker.
Hey, I'll be trying to listen to him, too. I'll be trying to listen to him, too, but he be cussing me out all the time. So, sometimes
listen,
I
get on
your
mind.
Yeah.
Double D, he was cussing me out
yeah.
when he was telling me.
He always cussed me out, preacher boy. I just
listen,
go on mute.
Listen, I was a stupid bitch, a slow motherfucker, but then you had to take all the curse words out and listen to the other words that he was saying. I literally looked down at myself. I looked right down at myself.
Preacher boy, let me ask y'all a question. What, now literally, just literally, what's the easiest way to get a point across? Be controversial. Long as you've been controversial, when you hear people listen to what you're saying,
you
they may not
crowd,
act like they hear you, but they hear you.
If you want a crowd to listen, all you got to do is act a fool, make them laugh and everything.
Hey,
but
real,
they're going to listen
but real,
to everything
but real
you say.
But real talk, though, why don't y'all pay attention? Name one motherfucker in America that got one leg that tow his car to the track, drive it, take it off the trailer, shoot dice on one leg, gambling, winning money, got money in his pocket, going all up the road, but still fucking with hoes. Name one
and
motherfucker
don't
that's doing
that.
Name
don't,
one
and don't forget, Skin, he be at every mother, he be at everybody concession stand at the track. Every racer who cooking, he over there eating. Don't forget about
yeah,
that.
I'm just saying, the man
he doing shit
that motherfuckers with two legs and two arms doing.
Hey, that man with that reloadable house, he doing it.
And that man jumped out the motherfucking truck and got preaching boy and got out BBN and caught to the motherfucking line. I said, damn.
He said, a nigga with two legs couldn't get him there that fast. Yeah, but God damn.
Hell no.
This nigga is moving. And he jumped in the car.
No.
He said he got in the car like he had regular legs and pulled off.
I
was laughing at
that
motherfucker.
I told that motherfucker, I said, preacher boy, you got a whole bunch to be thankful for, motherfucker. This motherfucker's dead and gone. Sit there whining, you walking around just like every other motherfucker. This motherfucker just still came off.
You know what?
He's a wheelchair and everything.
You know what the whole key to that whole situation is for him, though, skin real talk? Real talk,
that?
Man. That whole key here. He ain't never gave up on the preacher boy.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He was angry like he wanted to give up. He was angry. Like he wanted to give up with life. He wasn't giving up on him, but he was giving up on he gonna go to the motherfucking penitentiary. But he thinks because you got one leg that they won't lock your ass up. I done seen them lock motherfuckers up that was paralyzed.
When that man was talking on that phone when he was in the hospital up there, I talked to that man down there every night.
Joe did.
I talk to that man down there every night. People, a lot of people just now finding out that me and Peter Boy just talking to each other like that. You know what I'm saying? I talk to that man every night. You know what I'm saying? And I got so much shit wrong with me for me to be what I am. And I'm still kicking it like I'm kicking it. You know, there's a few people know my issues, but, bro, I ain't never giving up. Shit. That's like I tell motherfucker all the time. Motherfucker tell you, say, man, we found Melvin dead. He had a bullet in his head. He had a gun in his head. A bullet in his head. No, motherfucker, you go find the motherfucker that killed me. I ain't killing me. I love me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how that's going, bro.
They ain't going to find me.
Listen.
They ain't going to find me, crooked.
I used to have Dino Don with me. Listen, Dino Don used to be with me. He used to be so mad. He said, let me take the ramps down, preacher boy.
For real?
I got it. He used to say, man. What I'm doing with you then? He used to tell me, why did you bring me? I said, to keep me company. I don't need no help. Let me get this shit done.
For real?
You know?
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
Big Mark.
What's happening?
What's happening?
There you go right there. That's the one that killed Crooklet.
He
tried to sit on me, Eddie, but I stuck his hand with that pin and got him off me.
Hey, did I hear somebody? We lost somebody today, man.
Yeah, he said Kim Mama died.
Oh no! Oh man! I got to call it. Man, sorry to hear that. Man, sorry to hear that. Man, damn.
You know, if we talk, you know, you wouldn't believe some of us on here might not know each other like we should or we think we know. I got the chance to meet Skin Mama, and we laughed our ass off. And I told Skin, I said, boy, your mama just as crazy as my mama is. Beef N and all of them got to meet my mama from this drag racing shit. He said, man, your mama crazy as hell. I said, yeah. But them was our friends. Them was our road dog. That was somebody we can go to and talk to about all the stupid shit we did in our life.
Man, I'm telling you, man. God damn. Kim's mama, man. I used to call her mama. Didn't even call her by me. I used to call her mama. I used to go by there and they make spaghetti and call me up and go by there with Brett and them. And, oh, my God, man. I got to call
him. Hey, man, that's the worst person in the world you can lose, bro. That's a dagger in your heart.
Yeah.
And I tell you, any day of the week, I don't give a fuck who it is. If they can accept that and be cool with it and happy behind some shit like that, they some sick motherfuckers.
Preacher boy, just remember this here. You have to accept what you can't change. But that don't mean it don't win.
Yeah.
Like I'm telling you now, I'm an only child. No brothers or sisters. My mama raised a girl from 2 years old to 16. My dad got a daughter. She older than me. She's probably 10, 12 years older than me or older. I always been by myself. I'm still by myself. I got 3 kids and a wife now. And I'm still by myself. I still feel like I'm in this world by myself. Neither one of my parents here.
Everybody don't mourn the same way, preacher boy.
Huh?
Yep, that's the man.
Everybody don't mourn the same way.
You're right. You know, you're 100% right. Because I mourned and I was angry.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll tell anybody, I was angry because I'm a mechanic and I couldn't fix her. I couldn't do nothing mm-hmm. for her. And that
yep.
hurt it, and I was mad. I couldn't
right.
even
you
see
mad.
Her.
Yep.
So my mourning was different. I felt you took something from me and didn't give me a chance to even try to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was angry.
Everybody, you know, everybody mourned different. Right.
Right. They mourned different. Now you could have.
Yeah.
It could have been like this here. You could have said, well, the good Lord took her away because he wanted her in a better place. You know.
You know.
Everybody mourns different.
I learned, during my situation, I learned different because, you know, when people die, you go there and you say, man, I'm sorry for your loss, and you go on about your life. But when it's your turn and they
yeah.
tell you that, you don't want to hear that shit. And the first day, she
mm-hmm.
in a better place. The ground, I feel the ground ain't a better place. None of that is a better place.
Yeah.
You understand? When it's our turn to be that said to, that shit don't feel right.
It's only the body. It's only the body that's in the ground. The spirit is gone somewhere
mm-hmm.
else.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you missed that. You missed that spirit. That spirit was your light when she was here.
Right.
And she
that's
made
what
you
I
laugh.
Said. People mourn in different ways.
Yeah.
Kid, right. This girl I know I'm real close to. She just texted me and then I called her today. She just lost her mama a couple of hours ago. And I mean, when I called her, man, this girl was screaming and hollering and it just, I mean, you just don't know what to say, man. You know what I'm saying? I just, you
right.
know, like y'all
you
was saying, I was saying
say.
I'm sorry,
you know what
but man, what's that?
You know what you need to say? I love you. That's all you need to say.
Well, you know what? She
I
was so mad. She just said, this is what she said. Preach boy. She just said her life will never be the same. If I call my mom every day. My life will never be the same. And then she hung up on me. I tried to call her back, but I know she hurting, man.
She didn't
want to
talk.
You know,
she didn't
want to
talk.
She didn't want to talk. She didn't want
to
talk.
Hey, D, I talk to my mama every day, all day until I get on the phone with y'all. And sometimes I will click her in on the phone calls that we have, and she'd be like, who the fuck is that? She used to talk about skin. Who's that loudmouth cussing motherfucker? Oh, he know how to do it. That's what my mama used to say. We used to laugh about it. I said, mama, that could be your other son. That's the shit I do. I said, all right, now somebody's going to beat your little ass. I said, all right, we'll keep going, you know? Me and my mama had a bond that we talk every fucking day. So when I don't get them phone calls no more, I don't hear her voice no more, that shit drove me crazy. You know what
for,
I'm saying?
For a time.
Me and Relly,
me and Relly
used to stay into it about me saying his mama. And the first person I apologized to when my mother died was him. I went straight to that man and apologized. Because now I know what them shoes feel like. They don't feel right. Even though y'all can say, crack a joke, I only had one of them shoes on, that bitch was still tight and it didn't feel good.
Yeah, man, I understand that, man. Yeah, it is, like you said, it's a dagger. That's the one person you don't want to lose, boy. That
yeah.
I can imagine what you're saying, what you went through, and this girl crying out to me, man, there wasn't nothing I could do. It's like, damn.
But
yeah.
I
felt so bad, man.
Right now, man. Don't never tell her I'm sorry for your loss. I understand. Just tell them I love you. That's the only words we need to hear. Somebody care about us for real. You understand? That I'm sorry for your loss and all of that shit, that brings back memory. That hurts.
Preacher boy,
okay.
Let me tell you a little secret, man.
Yeah.
Like I told you, I'm only child, my mom passed on. You know what the best thing that happened to me these days now? You know, walking around here and people that knew my mom and different things like that, and people walking to me and say, boy, your mama was a hell of a woman. Your mama did that. You know, that does my heart so good to hear that. Let me know that, you know what I'm saying?
That she left a good mark.
If people still love her, you know what I'm saying? Then I love her. So that part right there, bro, I'm telling you, man, that's one of the best things you can ever have. Somebody tell you, man,
hey,
that your mother was like my mother to me. You know what I'm saying? Like you just talking about how you and Steven were around your mother or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You get around and man, like See, let me tell you something about my mom. Let me tell you something about my mom. Only that, my mom had a saying she used to say. And this is what her saying was. She said, you cannot shit the ship. That's she tell you all the time. Don't try to pull no bullshit over on her. She said she lived on farting land and shit land. Her house mom was her with her, and her dad drove the shit wagon. Now, how cheap was this shit?
See, my mama started that know your personality shit. He said, I know you like the back of my hand, motherfucker. I made you. I know what you capable of doing and what you ain't capable of doing. I know the bullshit you did, and I know the bullshit you ain't did. So you ain't going to sit here and lie to me. You understand? Once we understood that, you know what was going on. Look, man, I hadn't went to church since my mother had her funeral. I went. My mom used to sit in one area. Hey, bro, I stared at that area. All my soul dropped out. You know how I fixed it? I went over there and sit in her seat. I had to literally sit while my mama sit to feel better. It fucked me up in the beginning, but then I felt fine. You know? I felt like somebody had hugged once I sit in her seat, in the chair she's sitting in all the time. It made me feel a lot better. Other than that, man, I couldn't take that shit. That shit was... Yeah, me trembling and shaking and wanting to cry, wanting to pass out. I hadn't been in my mama's house. Then I started going in the house. Somebody bagging up a...
Yeah, man. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, but like I said, man, it took a lot for me to accept. I don't even want to use the word accept, to kind of get a little understanding. I'm getting a little better at it. I'm not good at it yet because I think about it too much. But I'm beginning to get a little better with it. But death has been around us every day. Somebody dying. Somebody we know dying.
Yeah.
On their deathbed.
Yeah. 317.
It's hard.
70. 67, your mic is open. Hey, preacher boy, you know what I think. Oh, go ahead.
Happy New Year, gentlemen. What's that?
What's that?
How y'all doing?
Doing good.
What
doing
up,
good.
Bro? What up, D-Bro?
I ain't raising no hell, man. Just checking on y'all. How y'all doing?
Oh, I'm about to do that. What's up, D-Roll?
Oh, that goddamn D-Roll. What up,
D-Rollie? What up, bro? How you doing?
I'm all right. Staying out the goddamn way. You know what I'm saying?
That's part
down
of it.
Down there looking at your old Mustang. I ain't like that. I was looking at your old Mustang down in Memphis. I said, come on, man.
That's all right. I got a new one.
I know, look, they said you was trying to get it back, and his son didn't want to get it back.
That's okay.
We wanted me to drive that thing. I said, he's going to get another one, guys.
I already got it, and it got oil pressure. So guess what?
Ooh-wee.
You know what time
somebody
it is, right?
It. Mm-hmm.
Somebody going to get it, got it. You ain't got to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as the track open. Yeah, I know what it is.
Hey, D-Roll, they don't get to acting all kind of shit. Now, you should have heard what we heard today. Man, we heard a motherfucker on the phone said, is your car fuel injection or carburetor? I said, damn.
Oh, man.
Do you got a cage? Is it chrome, moly, or steel? Peso. Peso did that today.
What the fuck?
That motherfucker asked all type of questions. I said, good God, oh my.
Who he asked it to? Who did he ask that to?
Who was he asking that to? Three Love. Three Love drawed on him today. The man asked Three Love a million questions. I couldn't believe it. I said, man, y'all got these state-of-the-art cars and y'all scared of Three Love. Man, stop it. I just don't believe it.
Man, you know what? I told my son the other day, I said, when we come back on the scene, if them niggas start crying, I'm selling that shit.
Yep.
I don't want to hear that.
Oh, well, put a sale sign in the window.
It's going to be crying
there. Put a sale sign in the window today. Put it in that red
I've been out of the scene for a while. They should not be worried about me. They had plenty of time to catch up.
Hey, D-Rose, that's why they worried about you, because you've been gone too long. That's why they worried about you. That's what make them worried about you. I don't know why.
That's okay.
These motherfuckers are crazy.
Hey, D-Rose, I was telling Skin earlier today. My car, when it was black, goddamn it, everybody and their mama was going trying to go upside my head. When I painted that bitch, put some wheels on it, and dropped it to the ground, they, man, I ain't fucking with you. That car ain't that. That ain't this. I'm like, goddamn, when it was one way, I couldn't get you off my back. Now, goddamn it, we y'all complaining. It don't make sense.
Why? Well, I don't give a shit. I just park that bitch back in the garage and get on back in that semi and go on back to work. Fuck them.
Hey.
I don't want to hear no.
What year you got? What year must
I got in March. 92.
Hey, hey. I like that.
92.
They gonna call it a Pokemon, man. You better be careful.
All steel, all glass, full interior, power windows, power door locks, everything. Exhaust, everything.
Oh.
And I dare, motherfucker.
Good. God almighty, I like that. Ooh, that's the shit
yes, I
like
sir.
Like that.
He got
shit I like
that. You know how I do it, Steve. I like the street cars.
Hey, I like that. Hey.
Pull all the glass. Ain't got none fiberglass but a hood. The truck not even fiberglass. Full interior,
yeah, like
front
that.
Seat, back seat, everything. Power windows, power door locks, headlights, tail lights, turn signals. And I dare him.
All right, cut it out now. Cut it out now, D.
I dare him.
God, oh
I dare him. All I got to say, I don't cry. Lock in and beat me up. That's all I'm saying. Lock in and beat me up.
Like that. I like that.
I was going to get it painted, but I said, nah, I'm going to wait and let them boys paint it.
That's right.
I
that's
think
right.
They'll do me a good job.
Right. All right.
It's going to be fun this year, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, you might have to come on up there to 42. When they go to
42. Well, I'm coming wherever the party at.
Goddamn, 1, 2, 1.
Wherever
hope,
they,
I
wherever
don't know if we're
able to shake and fake, I'm on my way.
Okay.
I'm on my way.
Yes, sir.
I'm going by me a trailer here. Next couple of days, because when I come, I'm going to have that Harley, too, and I dare motherfucker to say something about any of that bagger shit.
Damn! Oh, wait, the Harley, too?
Yes, sir.
Good
I dare
God
motherfucker. You got a, if you got a bagger with that fit like mine, I dare you. I dare you.
Well, anybody else? Can you shut it down, baby?
Yeah, we're going to have some fun this year, bro.
I like that. I like that.
We're coming back on the scene and we're just going to dance. We don't want to party, we just want to dance. We just want to dance. We don't want to party. Where Dee Dee at? He on here?
Who you saying?
Where Dee Dee at? He on here?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
No, he ain't on here.
Oh, no.
Okay.
God.
Somebody can probably get him on, though. If you want to holler at him.
It don't matter. The weather ain't broke. Ain't no need to get him on here. I don't want to talk to him till it's time to dance.
Yeah, because he damn sure going to want to dance.
I hope so. I dare you. I damn.
Say it one more time. You damn. I like the way you said that. I damn.
I damn. I owe him something. He know I owe him something. That motherfucker got away that last time and ain't raised me chances. Now it's time to kick on back in. It's time to put the balls out. That's like the man.
You say your hey. You say your receipt. You want a refund?
Yes, sir. I just hold on to that motherfucker. That's the only motherfucker ever got away from me. I can't wait. And I don't care what car he picked. Don't matter. Heat up to that 8 mile, whatever makes him feel good. He just has to whoop me again. Simple. This time it's going to be fair. I ain't turning off shit. I ain't turning off nothing. You better turn on anything you can find too, buddy. Believe me.
Mm-hmm.
But ain't gonna be none of that kick shit he pulled the last time. Cause I swear I think that man had some stash under that dash somewhere. But that's okay. You win some and you lose some. We ain't fucked up about it. Just come on back. Come on back.
Hey, did y'all see the police were getting killed tonight? They killed two police officers, and they had
in New York.
The two police got killed in New York, but the truck got wrecked here in Chicago on the damn riding this morning, and they exploded. Two semis ran into each other.
I'm
looking at the news now.
Damn.
I ain't heard about none of that shit.
Yeah, look, go on the news now on Channel 9.
So I take it,
Ready.
I ain't at the crib. So I take it both of their drivers, they did.
That was supposed to be on 65. That's supposed to be on 65, the two semis. They were showing that, I seen that at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, what up, they did. One stopped and one didn't.
Yes, sir.
That's why. That's why I drive all through the year, and come December, when that shit start getting ugly until the 1st of February, I sit my ass at home. See what I'm saying? You can do that when you save your
bitch.
I ain't about to be sliding with none of these dumb motherfuckers that want to get out there and think they can run 80 and 90 miles and it's 20 degrees outside. You don't walk the road high, but they still want to run 100.
Yeah.
It's 20 degrees like they dumb as hell. You ain't going to kill me, motherfucker. I'm going home. Fuck you. Go kill your own self.
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry to hear that, man. I got tears in my eyes right now.
How you been?
Yeah, man.
Because I saved my check. Simple. When you work for yourself, you can cut that motherfucker off and just sit at home. See what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Sure can. Fuck that dumb shit. I'm not dying in no motherfucker's truck because of the hands of no dumb motherfucker that act like they crazy. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of can be avoided, and these truck drivers, they sometimes worse than the people in the cars, but I'm telling the truth. They act like cause in that truck they indispensable, but they so ignorant, they more at risk than the people in the car. Yeah, you going to kill them, but your ass damn fools. Them trucks is made to stay on the road. You get anywhere near the edge of that goddamn concrete, your ass is in jeopardy. Simple. But they think they indestructible. 100 miles, 80, 90 miles. Man, fuck you. I'm going park. I don't like playing with the weather.
Boy, they catch a truck out there running that fast, and that motherfucker getting out of there. They're going to take us out of jail.
Bro, you would be amazed at the way these truck drivers
drive. I know they do it.
I'm just saying, when they get caught,
I'll be running back and forth.
You think they gave the Grim Reaper a raise?
What?
You thought they gave the Grim Reaper a raise, man?
Once you get in Texas, the speed limit go up to 75. Bruh, I set my cruise on 80. Them motherfuckers pass me like I'm sitting still.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm running 80. And I'm not lying to you either. I look in the mirror, I see them coming, and I see them when they pass me. And I'm running 80. I'm not bullshitting you, man. The speed limit for the truck, I set the 75. Them motherfuckers act like I'm doing 40. Some of these fucking truck drivers are crazy, man. I don't know if they be on dope. I don't know what the hell going on.
Hey, man.
But I know one thing. I get out of their way. I get out of their way. And I don't know how I mean right now. I don't fuck with them, bro.
Hey, that one that ran me over, man, that took my leg off. Hey, bro, he was asleep, man. I know he was asleep because I heard that rumbling sound for a long time. When he paid attention to what was going on, he was trying to veer away from the truck. That's what got me stuck under his truck and got me fucked up. Other than that, he was going to tie all that shit up. He was literally going to drive through that truck, trailer, car, everything. But he woke up in time to try to get away from it. But you know how the wind sucked you up and spit you out? That's what happened.
Wow. I done seen plenty of them dummies, too, all over the road. You know you tired, man. Why you don't just pull over and stop, man? Ain't nothing that important. You can't get no money in no box. You can't get no money in no box. You can't get no, and you can't drive no more. You go out here and kill somebody because you drove over your time and all that. That's why a lot of these dudes complain about that ELD, but I ain't got no problem with that motherfucker. Tied after 11 hours anyway, I want to pull over. You ain't got to tell me twice. God damn it, most of the time I'm pulling over in 9.5 hours. I don't work for nobody. I work for me. When I feel like I'm pulling over, go and get me something to eat, get in that motherfucker, watch TV and go to sleep, get up in the morning, do it all over again. But all that driving 15, 16 hours when you know you ain't supposed to, and taking pills to stay woke and drinking shit to stay woke, you a fucking idiot. You a fucking idiot.
Oh, man, not the no-dose.
Man, these fools, hell no, nah, they fucking no-dose. How about the fucking heroin or the crack? Shit. Motherfuckers be on the
Or them, listen, or them gummy baths and shit they be taking, them gummies and cookies and all that other shit.
They be on all kind of shit, bro.
Yeah.
There was a dude got an accident this summer in Arkansas, and he crossed the medium and hit another truck he had on. And he had
his seatbelt
on. So, now, in Arkansas on the 30, right there on the 40.
No, I'm talking about the two trucks was on I-80. The two trucks that crashed was on I-80.
Oh, today.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm talking about just what I'm talking about earlier in the summer on my way to Texas, right there before you get to the 30 by Little Rock. The dude crossed the medium, hit another truck he had on, killed the guy. The next day, on 40, right before you get to the 30, right there, about a 440 by the, you take the 440 to the 30. It's right there when you pass before you get into Little Rock.
Look, that's Little Rock. That's Little
Rock.
Yeah,
it's the bypass. Yeah.
That's the bypass.
The next day, they said they took the man blood and tested the man blood. They said that man had 4 different narcotics in his system.
Damn.
4 different narcotics.
Some of them trying to get rich overnight.
Danger.
That motherfucker ain't never, ever, ever getting out of prison.
Uh-uh. He don't deserve to, bro.
Nope. He ain't never getting out of prison. They said that man had 4 narcotics in his system.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. They said the man that ran me over, they said he know he hit me because y'all got some kind of sensor on y'all truck that said when y'all run something over. I said, well,
yeah.
I can't tell.
Yeah. Wow.
He didn't stop me. He know he hit the truck. Listen, he know he hit the truck because he knocked the mirror off the truck. But the thing was, he knew he ran something over. He just didn't see nothing and kept going.
Yeah. That's all bullshit, man. I'm telling you that right now. I'm telling you, when you hit something or when you run something over in that truck, that you didn't hear shit is all bullshit. If you've been driving this truck, that truck's going to make all kind of fucking noise and all kind of stupid shit if you ran something over, or that trailer going to get out of shape or something. There's no way you can't hear it or feel it. There's no way. You have to be asleep or on some drugs or something, like you said. There's absolutely no way you in full conscious and know what's going on and you hit something or run something over and you don't know it. That's all bullshit, period. It's all bullshit. That's bullshit. There ain't no, you either high. Another thing I've seen these dumb motherfuckers do is ride down the highway with them fucking things in both of their ears. That's a big problem. That's a big problem. I followed a motherfucker. I'm talking about at least 40 miles, calling him on the CB, blowing my horn, everything. This motherfucker had one of them lift gates on the back of his trailer, and the lift gate was dragging on the ground. You could see sparks for a goddamn quarter mile behind him, motherfucker. I pull on the side of him, I'm blowing my horn, I'm waving. This motherfucker don't see or hear nothing. He just steady hammered down. I said, you know what? Let me just go on, get on. I said, fuck this dude. I just went on around that motherfucker and got away from him, because that motherfucker, either one or two things was going to happen. He was going to catch something on fire, or sooner or later, that gate going to come off that truck and fuck somebody up.
Oh,
and this
yeah.
motherfucker would have kept right on going because he had them ear pod things in both ears, man. How do you drive down the road like that? I just don't get it.
Man, if something happens, you can't hear.
If that to me is a dumbass truck driver, period. I don't know what's the last they get their license, but somebody forgot a fucking course. I'm trying to tell you.
Man. Some of them don't give a fuck, man. They all out here think they can get rich quick doing the truck driving shit. Think about the lives they have in jeopardy when they doing this shit. First of all, the company tell them in the dope. If you hear something, make sure you kill them. They don't understand. They going to throw their life away. Stupidity.
Yeah. Well, one thing
the company
going to
be cool.
Don't never forget. If you get in wreck with one of them motherfuckers, you want $1 million. They can't tell you no. They cannot
They couldn't find the person that ran me over. We couldn't find the person that ran me over. We looked, we searched, we couldn't find them.
Wow.
But, you know, I got ran over in Missouri. I supposed to be able to sue Missouri Highway. Them motherfuckers, when they sent me a check, it was for the damn hospital bills. I'm like, man, I got insurance. They paid already. Give me my money. So they didn't want to give me the money per se. They just wanted to pay the hospital bill, helicopter bill, and all the other shit. And I'm like, man, y'all suck a dick. I'm not going to let them get the money. I'm the one hurt and got to deal with this the rest of my life. Then I couldn't get no lawyer to fight them.
You had the lawyer. You had the wrong lawyer.
But I couldn't get a lawyer from Chicago. You got to have a lawyer from Missouri to fight.
Hey,
they wouldn't let me take a lawyer from Chicago.
Here's what you have to do, bro. They got lawyers that all they have to do is file the paper to practice at state. It costs a little money, maybe a couple of G's. But if they go file, if the case is big enough, All they have to do is file to practice in that state, and they can sue. Because
hey man, I made the newspaper, and everything.
A friend of mine made all of that. Her daddy, they let her daddy die here in Indianapolis in jail. She didn't get no lawyer from Indiana because all of them was talking the same dumbass shit. She went to Ohio and got a lawyer. That motherfucker got her right at 800 and some bucks for her daddy down in prison, down here in Marion County Jail. She got like 800 and some bucks out of that deal.
Damn.
That lawyer came straight to Indiana, filed that paper to practice, and you know they probably got 20 or 30% of 800,000. That's a lot of motherfucking money, period. Mm-hmm. The lawyer usually won't 20 or 30%, so 20 or 30% of 800,000, that's what, 160,000? 100 and 200 and some thousand? Shit, that ain't no punk. That lawyer hurry up and file them papers.
Well, and them motherfuckers, I can still try to get the money. I can still try to sue them if I try, because it's up to 7 years, I think, before you can't.
Well,
do
if I was
else,
you, I'd be trying
been
to get
years
that.
Now.
Cause you should never have to worry about nothing else if you lost a limb or any of that.
I took my leg off, but they never called a truck driver, so I can't sue nothing but Missouri itself, the highway or whatever you want to call it.
Well, they deserve to get sued because they some rotten motherfuckers. They no good. That's the worst state it is across the scale. They some horrible dickhead motherfuckers, man. I hope and pray you figure out a way to sue them and get all you can get, because every time a truck go over that scale, they trying to fuck them. They no good, man. They no good. Let me.
Yeah, I got ran over in New Madrid. Right out of Sykeston.
Let me tell you how fucked up Missouri is, okay? If you got a 5, 7, or 8 car hauler with all those cars, and the trailer, you know, is registered as a car hauler. That's not a car hauler in Missouri. The only way your vehicle is considered a car hauler in Missouri is you have to have a 9 car with the rack on the top of the truck. You know how the trucks had a rack where the car sit up on top of the truck and hang off over the hood? Yeah. Right. If you don't have a 9 or 10 car hauler, you don't have a car hauler. You got a truck and trailer in Missouri. I went through there with my trailer loaded. I had a car hanging over in front, you know, up by the cab. And I had a pickup truck about maybe a foot and a half over on the back with the flag on it, with the red flag on it, and tied down everything. The motherfucker gave me a ticket for $400. They said, you can't have 0 overhang in Missouri unless you are a 9-car hauler or one of them type of truck. I said, listen, man. My truck and trailer is registered as a car hauler. My insurance, my DOT number, my motor carrier number, everything is registered as a car hauler. He said it's a state law in Missouri. It's some bullshit Missouri made up. So anybody that come through there with anything hanging over the back and you not one of them 9 car haulers or hanging over the front of that trailer, it's a ticket. And it's a violation on your deal. I never heard shit like that in my life. All the states I've been to, all the scales I crossed, never been stopped for no shit like that. So then I said, okay, I got a trick for your punk ass. They ain't coming outside at night. They scared. They ain't, if you pass that motherfucker early in the morning, like before they open, you good. Well, they open, but they not going to come outside before it's two or three of them in there. So I just got smart. I just wait till night gray fall, and I cross right through that motherfucker. They, as long as there's one man in there, that pussy ain't coming out. But if they got two or three of them in there, you getting that ticket every time. Every time. I couldn't believe it. I said, sir, here's all my paperwork. What's that say? Auto transport. He gave me a book. He gave me a pamphlet thing. And that motherfucker
so you
was
fight
clearly.
You couldn't fight the ticket?
You can fight all you want. They got it right there in writing. You're not going to win. You're not going to win that one. You can waste your time and drive down there for that shit if you want to. They give you a pamphlet explaining to you exactly what the man told me. And it's a Missouri state law only. Nowhere else in the 50 states I've been to ever say nothing like that. It's only in Missouri. It's only in Missouri. If you got that vehicle on there securely tied and you hanging over a foot or 2 feet off the back and you got that flag on there, the red flag on there, they don't bother you. They do not bother you. Go to Missouri and let one of them assholes see you. They gonna bother you. Only in Missouri. I couldn't believe it. And he gave me the paper, and exactly what he said is exactly what's on that paper. And they got a picture of the truck with the cars on them. This is a violation. I ain't bullshit. I'm telling you what God loves. They got it right. So, you know, you going down there to fight them, you just wasting more money. Just pay them, keep going. Either don't go through that motherfucker or go through there at night. In the midst of the night, they not going to fuck with you. I crossed that motherfucker and get on into Arkansas. I go through that motherfucker about 8 o'clock at night. They not coming out. And before morning, before anything can open, I get on, cross there into Arkansas and fuck them. When you come back through there coming back like from Texas or something, they don't even fuck with you on the side coming back. It's only when you coming in out of Illinois into Arkansas, into Missouri. Right there on that 57, 55, 56, yeah, on the 57. They horrible, man. They are horrible.
Now, nine car hauls, that's the longest one, right? That's
the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't got one of them, you're not a car hauler. I'm so serious, bro. I swear to God. I couldn't believe that man told me that. When he first said it, I thought he was joking, right? He was like, well, I got to write you a violation for overhang. I said, dude, how? I said, everything is secured. I got my flag on there. I'm not, you know, I'm on the flip out. They legal. So everything is 100% secured. I got my flag on there. So what am I doing wrong? That's what he explained to me. In Missouri, you in the wrong.
Oh, man.
I'm not bullshitting. That man gave me a ticket for $400.
Not the show me state.
Yes, sir. They show you a ticket.
Yeah,
$400.
He showed you.
He did. I didn't even argue with him. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Yeah.
I told
some arguments that ain't worth getting into.
Nope. That's Missouri dinner. Don't worry about it. You won't get me again. If you do, you're going to be lucky. Because if I come through here and it's in the daytime, you just got to chase me. Fuck you. I'm going to pass that motherfucker and tell him I couldn't get over quick enough. and keep right on rocking. You're going to have to get your ass up out that chair for real.
That's at the way station, right?
Yeah, I ain't driving in there. You just going to have to come and chase me. Fuck you. You're going to give me the same ticket anyway. Bring your lunch. That's all I can tell you. Bring your lunch. I'm going to stand up in that motherfucker when I pass there and keep right on rocking and rolling. Fuck y'all. They so dirty. They talk so slick to you. Oh, my God. They talk crazy, man. I just looked at that man, shook my head. Hey, man, whenever you get done, just let me know what I owe you. Can I pay you right here? Nah, you got to mail it in. Okay, no problem. Ain't no problem. You ain't said nothing. That's why I work. Whatever I owe you, I'm going to pay you. Don't trip. Don't trip. That ain't shit. And I mean, they talk slick too, boy. Motherfucker rednecks.
Wee.
I just laugh at them. I told that dude, I understand. I understand you got to do your job. I ain't mad at you. I said, if I knew what you knew and all those trucks came through here and you sitting here making maybe $700-$800 a week and you know that truck making $3,000 or $4,000 every day he passed through here, I'd be mad if I was you too. I told him I'd be mad if I was you too. But all you got to do is go get your CDL. You know the rules, so you say. That motherfucker said, you just have a nice day. Yes, sir, I will, and you do the same. You don't scare me, bitch. Fuck you. Jealous motherfuckers. Yeah, they crazy, man. I'm telling you. They can't stand when we black and brown pulling that motherfucker, you got something nice and you got something clean and all your paperwork right and your driver's license right and you ain't got no violations on your number and shit, they got to give you some type of violation.
Yeah, they got to try to fuck you up. They got to try to make you look bad.
Yep. They can't. They be so fucking jealous. You pull in there and you got a clean ass setup. Everything's in order. Your paperwork in order. You got everything you're supposed to have. They just can't sleep at night. They can't sleep at night. And it's sad.
They want to know what you're doing. You're doing too much too right.
Shit. I'm minding my business, and you should do the same. Simple.
Oh.
Shit. That's some simple shit right there.
Hey,
don't worry
that's
about
too much like right for him. They don't like
hey,
that.
Hey, long as I ain't doing nothing, I ain't got no business, you should mind your own business. Ain't that right?
That's what I feel.
Shit. What should you worry about a man and what he doing? Because what I eat don't make you shit, and what you eat ain't gonna make me shit. So what the fuck? What the fuck? Mind your business, man. Mind your business. They just be so jealous. That's all there is to it, man. They just look for anything to fuck with you about. And when they can't find nothing, they are just, it's just a bad deal. Hey, I got pulled over one time and I was going to Utah. And I got up there by Utah somewhere. And they pulled me over, they pulled me in. This man came out there and do an inspection on my truck. This man told me out of his own mouth, he did the inspection, right? He said to me, I'm going to start all over because I know I had to miss something. I said, excuse me? He said, there ain't no way that I didn't miss something. I said, excuse me? Told me, he gonna start all over. Do you know this man did a whole entire second inspection on my truck? That man kept me there for damn near 2 hours. He told me, I said, well, I tell you what, you do what you got to do. He wanted me to sit there and flip. I said, I'm not doing none of that. Go get your supervisor. I got in the truck, rolled my windows up, laid in the bed, turned the TV on. I told him, knock on the door when you're ready. He said, no, you got to. I said, I'm not doing none of that, sir. I went through your inspection. You told me out your own mouth you couldn't find nothing wrong. And you telling me you're going to do another inspection? I said, sir, please go get your supervisor. I said, never mind. I jumped out the truck, went inside the waste. I said, can I speak to whoever in charge right here? The guy come up there, what's the problem? I said, listen, I've been here for almost 50 minutes. I said, this man did a full inspection on my truck and my trailer. This man come back and tell me he has to make a mistake. He got to do another inspection on my truck and trailer because he has to miss something. He said, so you already went through a complete inspection. I said, yes, sir. I said, you know how long ago he been outside? He put on his hat, put on that big stupid fucking hat they wear, went out there, told the man to sign the paper and let me go.
Hey, listen, if you ever want to beat that ticket, let me tell you how to beat that ticket. If you ever take that hat off while he having a conversation with you, he out of uniform. He automatically avoided that ticket. He automatically avoided that ticket if he take that hat off while he's talking to you. If he's not in his entire uniform, he cannot give you no ticket.
Hey, bro, I know that, but this motherfucker couldn't give me no ticket anyway. He tell me he gonna do another inspection because he had to miss something. That's what the man said. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. He going to tell me we going to start all over again from the front. No, we ain't. Because I'm done. I rolled my window up, got in the truck, turned my air up. He going to keep knocking on the door. I said, can you please go get your supervisor? He said, I don't need no supervisor. I just got out the truck, locked my truck, and went right into the weigh station to ask for the supervisor. I told the man what the man said, told him he already done the inspection. He telling me we're going to do it over again because he had to miss something. And man went out there and told him to sign the paper. He didn't find nothing wrong, signed the paper and let me go.
Hey, look, man.
I said,
I was towing a car for Crip. Listen, I was towing a van for Crip from Wisconsin. Some DOT people pulled me over and made me follow them down there. 70 miles out the way. The man told me to put my truck, my trailer, and all of that shit on the scale when he supposed to have been wearing nothing but the truck that was on the scale, the van that was on the scale. The lady told him that was doing the thing, said, you can't weigh all that together. He said, shut up. Do what I tell you to do. And gave me a ticket for $900. When I went, then he told him I had a business. He said, I had a thing in my car that said drag racing and you can win money. He said, anytime you have a flyer and you go to these races and you said you can win money, that's a business. That's a job. Man, that judge tore his ass up and kicked the ticket out.
Wow.
Man, do you know that man tried to fight me in the elevator? I got him fired.
Huh. Wow.
Because I was laughing at when the judge started talking crazy to him, I started laughing. He said, I'll see you when we get out of here. I said, I'll be here. We went to get on the elevator. He waited till I got on the elevator and got on there with me and started to tussle with me and pulled his gun out. The elevator got cameras in it. I didn't do nothing but go back upstairs and said, man, he attacked me. They went right down there and pulled the damn cameras from the elevator and fired his ass. Me not thinking I could have sued him for that.
Ignorant motherfucker. Coward. Yeah, they can't stand the truth, boy. Truth.
No.
They can't stand it.
No, they can't stand the lose.
Nope. 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 That's sad. It's so sad.
Yep.
But you know what's even sadder than that? If some of these black cops is worse than the white ones.
Oh, yeah, they show out. They show out for one.
Yep.
Run into them all the time. I'd rather have a white man stop me than a nigga.
I got stopped. This was about 2 years. This was when I first got back on the road. And I got stopped by a black, and then a white guy pulled up. So I'm talking to the man, you know. And I said, hey, bro. I said, that ain't right what you're doing. I'm not your fucking brother. I said, you know what? You is exactly right. I fail to realize that. I said, but okay, you ain't got to tell me twice. I just shook my head. When he got done, he couldn't do nothing but kiss my ass, too, as I pulled off. That's all he could do.
That's you know if you tell him to kiss your ass, that's a verbal assault, right?
No, I ain't going to tell him that.
You know
I ain't no damn fool.
I did. Hey, man, I done told him to kiss my ass and suck my dick in there. A man told me that was a verbal assault. I can lock you up.
I have, too, but that was when I was young and in the streets and didn't give a fuck. But me, with my business, I don't play with them white folks. I don't got time because I ain't going to give them a dime, not a penny.
Hey, listen.
I just laughed.
They had me go to court. Listen, they arrested me for verbal assault. We went to court. And so they asked me how I want to plead. I said, not guilty. The judge said, what happened? I said, I told him to kiss my ass and suck my dick. I said, he didn't do it, and I didn't put it in his face. Tell me what assault came in at. The judge said, I laughed and said, have a nice day.
Well, but now I don't even got time to be going no court or nothing. As long, like, here's my program. As long as you don't put your hands on me, we don't have no problem. If you put your hands on me, we cashing it all in. Trouble yourself. Period. One thing I don't do is play that touching me shit. If they touch me, I'm definitely going to jail and probably going to have a real bad situation, but I deal with that when I get to it. I try to avoid that shit because I'm too old to be going to jail. I don't have time for that bullshit. But you get them ones that want to get up in your face and put their finger in your face. If you do any of that, I'm firing on your ass. So just be ready. Simple. I'm a man just like you. Put your face on just like I do. Two things we ain't going to do is disrespect each other, and you ain't going to put your hands on me.
Hey,
I ain't broke no law. I ain't go jail or nothing like that. And I know I have it, and you want to play that tough guy. I'm going to put you in handcuffs. No, you're not going to put me in handcuffs unless I'm under arrest or something. You're not great at that shit. So
I asked the police this one day. I said, I had a fight with a guy. He said assault. I said, what's the difference in me fighting because he was pissing me off we got into it and got to fighting. And when we piss you off, you want to slam us to the ground and throw handcuffs on us and kick us and all that shit because we not listening. Your attitude ain't no different than my attitude. You know?
Yeah, but he privileged. He got that badge on that make him get the right to do that. That's what he
all
gonna
right.
tell you.
Yeah. You have the right to bust their shit too.
That you hear me? You hear me? I just have to take what comes to me because if you put your hands on me, I'm gonna defend myself best I can. Just that
you're
simple.
Supposed to.
Yep, I don't give a fuck what you do or what y'all do after
you still a man.
But you gonna have to work for it.
You're still a man.
Yes, sir. You gonna have to put in that work to get it. I promise you, you ain't gonna get it easy. But they already know that when they run my name, they know what it is. They know what it is when they run my fucking name. That motherfucker say one thing all the way down the list. It ain't but one thing on my record. Assault, 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 assault. That's all. Ain't no driving drunk. Ain't no drug charges. Ain't no gun cases. Ain't but one fucking thing on my pack. Assault. They know what it is. Assault on officer, assault on this motherfucker, assault on that motherfucker, assault, and that's all on there. That's it. I don't have no other charge in my life but assault. So they know what it is. They know.
What the heck is that?
My pacemaker going off.
Oh, man.
Oh,
that ain't
man.
Funny, man. That's wrong.
That life alert. That's that motherfucker life alert.
Man, don't say that shit, man. That shit ain't funny. Boy, you stupid. Oh,
hey, man.
Stupid.
Hey, man, while it's on my mind, man, Peatone swap meet Sunday. It's just the first one of the year, Peatone.
Oh, man, not
where
the Peatone.
Where's that at?
Where's Peatone at?
South on 57, Peatone, Wilmington exit. Get off and go east.
Down by Kangen Keith.
And you go right into the fairgrounds. Run right into it about a half a mile off the expressway to the left.
How many days is it for? The whole weekend?
No, just Sunday. It's the first one of the year, so depending on the weather, it's going to be mainly inside. But sometimes they have some decent stuff in there. But it's our first official swap meet of the year.
Is it on 57? Okay, so coming from Indianapolis, is it on 57 by Chicago or close
it's in
to
between, 57? I would just say anybody knows Chicago. It's in between Salt Trail and Kankakee. It's in between the
Peatone. Is that the Peatone, what you call it, right? At the
right.
Fairground.
It's Peatone
Fairground.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's the exit
right after the pilot, that pilot and stuff right there. It's the exit right after that.
The exit says Peatone Wilmington. If you want to go east, that'll take you to Peatone. West will take you to Wilmington.
Okay. I think I know exactly where that is. That ain't too far from that from the auction over there.
Hey, Big Eddie, that truck that ran into the back of that car that I told you about is a FedEx truck. That bitch is a FedEx truck. That truck never hit brakes. I'm looking at it now. I can send it to you. This bitch never
hit
brakes. He ran
into a car?
Man. Shit, he knocked another truck over top. I'm going to send it to you, man.
Well, was the other truck stopped, or how did that happen?
Traffic stopped. Traffic had to stop.
Oh, okay.
And like they never eased
what
up.
What is going on this here talk show tonight?
What up, Vic?
What up?
What's going on? Is that D. Rose out here on here?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
What's going on, long lost buddy?
What's going on? Who is that?
Oh, it's Vic, man. It's Vic. What's going on?
All right. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you been? You been all right?
Been great, man. Can't complain about nothing.
That's what's up.
Yeah. How y'all doing? How my buddy
good.
Doing?
Everything. Oh, he's good. Everybody good over this in these parts.
Good. That's all I want to hear.
We just waiting on the weather to get right.
I feel you. Me too.
So we can go back to work. Hey, pretty boy.
Damn.
What's up, baby? What's going
on? Hey, Big Eddie.
What up, Vic?
How you doing, Big Eddie?
Big Eddie gonna beat
man.
Your motherfucking ass in that
tote bag,
motherfucker.
Boy, Big Eddie don't want no problem. I'll break Big
Eddie's
fucking back.
Bad. Please don't break his back. He's already in bad shape.
He don't laugh.
Break his back and put him back together again. Damn,
oh,
like,
man, don't do me like that.
God, oh, my.
You ain't got to worry about a nigga red light. You ain't got to worry about a nigga red light. You got to shit. Nick got to run right up and let the brake go, man. I'm going to waste this gas. He got to bring me
out. Hey. Hey, it's getting rough,
hey, listen,
man.
If you buy a drum, listen, if you buy a drum, it's $1,100 for a drum. They trying to get niggas out of drag races, and they mean it.
Yeah, well, hey, we're going to find a way to get it. My brother's going to start making fuel.
I was going to say, they're going to be making the fuel. They're going to be mixing up the shit.
They're going to be robbing the goddamn seed shop. That's what's going to happen.
Hey, let me tell you what dumbass niggas going to do. Niggas going to take some 93. It's an 87 and add it up. It's gonna make more.
Hell no. Hell no.
They mix them both up. They gonna get the right octane.
Damn it, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough.
You know, anytime you hear a motherfucker tell you, I put some 116, I mixed with 83, that made me some 110. That made me have some 110. So,
wow.
You know what a motherfucker do when they add both of them up? He's gonna add both of them up. He's
gonna
have
some
123.
Right. Hell no. Go find a piston in the fucking hood.
I was just going to say, motherfuckers going to be wondering why they pistons hanging out.
The motherfuckers going to be after hood.
Yeah, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, them bad. Make sure that fucking calculator work properly, because it's going to be some funny shit.
Hey, yeah. Niggas gonna be throwing rods, scraping niggas' cars up, going through a rod, scraping niggas' cars, be racing and everything.
Hey, motherfuckers gonna make sure that bottle pressure is just about right before they go up there. They ain't going up there with no 1100 no more.
Ain't no more.
You hear me? Motherfuckers ain't gonna be purging nights just for 5 minutes.
Hey, listen. They're going to have a recycle bottle in the car. They're going to purge out of one bottle.
Catching it all.
Refilling the other bottle up when they purge it.
Right. Yeah, they're trying to get us to stop.
Where
can
you go, man?
Trying to get us to do something else, but we ain't stopping.
Hell no.
We're going to find a way to get that money. That's all.
That's all.
That's all. There's going to be an extra load going somewhere.
Better say it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Hey,
in other words, these people that tune-up
that tune-up that I would turn down at 5 minutes, I ain't turning down shit. If I'm coming at 6 o'clock, I'm still taking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right.
Sir. Gotta have it, man.
What's up, man?
Whatever your hustle is, you just gonna do it a little harder. That's all.
That's all. Cause we gonna make sure we got these cars, man. You already ain't nobody finna stop that.
Nah.
It ain't stopped yet.
So are they gonna be doing very much racing at 41, or what's the deal with that situation?
What's that?
With 41.
I don't know.
It ain't
I'm
nothing
be
to deal with it. Either you're gonna go or you're not gonna go. That's the deal.
Right.
You gonna either be on the sideline or you gonna be on the track.
I'll be there.
You got to understand.
I'll be on the track.
The option for us people, I'm gonna say us people, is limited. You either gonna go left or you gonna go right. you got to understand. A lot of these niggas is hood rats. They don't leave out the neighborhood, so they only go to local shit. Now the ones that travel, because to be able to say, kiss my ass, I don't give a fuck about it. The one that's
right.
local is going to be the motherfucker right there front line and center. Where are we going to go? We ain't got nothing to do.
What's
so,
that? Well, I'm a firm believer. If I go somewhere and I don't feel welcome, I don't like spending my money.
Have you ever been to 41? Did you feel welcome?
Stop.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Well,
you, no, no, I'm going to straighten them out. Did you feel welcome?
Let me answer the question. I ain't been to 41 in 3 or 4 years because I've been off the scene. But when I went to 41, we had plenty of fun, and I never had no issues with nobody. But from what I hear when I sit in and listen to the show and shit, over the last couple of years, shit has turned around quite a bit to be a different situation.
Okay.
So,
No. I want to say this to you. You heard. You haven't seen. If you go in there and piss on a motherfucking couch, he's supposed to cuss you out and tell you can't sit down in here no more. Get up.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
When you go somewhere and do stupid shit, they don't put that your ass in no more, or whatever, however it turn out. But when you go in and you do the right thing, you don't have a problem.
But that's anywhere in the world, bro. That ain't just at 41.
Right.
If you go somewhere,
that's
right.
anywhere
like
in the world. You go to a superstar.
If you go somewhere and
hey,
you
man.
Act like you ain't got no fucking sense, I don't want you back either.
Now, listen to this
you
part.
Feel?
You can go to your local grocery store. You go to your local grocery store, and the owner prejudice, you ain't going to stop buying that food there, is you?
No, I ain't going to stop going unless we have a problem. They ain't going to let me
unless
come back.
You have
no way.
Unless
I probably
you have
show
a problem.
Right.
That means you would never know if they prejudice or not if you don't go in there on bullshit. You go in there, enjoy yourself, and do what it is. You don't know if they prejudice or not.
Right.
That's all to it. You going there to do one thing. You going there to enjoy yourself, race, and take your ass home. You try not to go to jail. You ain't racing on the street.
Yeah.
That's all you
go
to do. Now, when you go add shit to the program, you find other shit to happen.
Right. Well.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is what it is, too, though. You can run into another motherfucker that already got a problem that caused a problem when you don't have to
right.
be the initiation of the problem. But if you got some motherfucker
right.
that's disrespectful and get out of line, that can easily turn into a problem that you didn't initiate.
Listen, check this out.
Like you said,
let me give you a
cool-ass
example.
Hold on. Like you said. At the end of the day, we men. So that disrespect and that violation shit ain't going to work. I don't give a fuck if I'm standing in your kitchen. If you come with that bullshit, it is what it is.
Okay, now let me give you a crazy example. I'm going to give you something crazy as hell, for example. Say you go to a restaurant with some people. And we all in the restaurant together. You and your people in the restaurant, and y'all sitting down, and y'all eating like normal people. You got a table full of young motherfuckers jumping up and down, acting stupid like a motherfucker. I mean, straight ignorant, throwing shit, talking loud and everything. And the owner walk up and say, "What's wrong with you niggas?" How you going to feel at your table? I'm just going to ask something crazy now.
Well,
how you going to feel?
You know what time? You know what time it is, don't you?
No, you don't. Now I'm going to ask you the definition of
oh, yeah,
what's the definition of nigga?
Listen, let me explain to you what's going to happen. We about to go. Now, I'm just telling you just like that. I don't have nothing to do with the confrontation at hand. But when you show me that, you only got to show me one. Because if you have enough balls to come over here and say that shit to them, that's how you feel. So,
but how they acting?
Yes,
they acting like what though?
I don't give
like
a fuck.
Niggas and monkeys.
I don't give a fuck how they acting. You still have to handle shit in a business type manner. If you get a bunch
okay.
of goddamn
yes,
white boys drinking, throwing the beer cans on the ground, t- talking shit with their
rebel
flag.
There you go. He walk over there and say, what's wrong with
rebel
you?
Flag.
And he walk
on,
over there and say, listen.
Hold on now. Listen to you. Hold on. Hold on.
I'm
going to
give you the same example, though.
Hold on. Hold on, preacher man. Hold on. If you got a gang of motherfucking Peckerwood acting a goddamn fool, drinking, with a rebel sign hanging up on the side of the goddamn trailer, and you don't go over there and say, hey, what's wrong with you crackers? Or what's wrong with you motherfucking redneck? You ain't got no business coming over here talking about no what's wrong with you niggas. Simple. It's simple.
Now listen, simple. I'm finna play this game with you all the way to the end. Now, say the owner is a black man. And the black man walks up and asks him the same thing. You fail and understand. If a black man come right there to that table and says, what's wrong with you niggas? Are you still going to be mad?
I probably ain't going to take it the way he thinks I'm going to take it. I promise you that. So I'm going to ask him what the fuck wrong with him, too. But
okay.
I could probably handle that a little better than some goddamn redneck cracker coming up there calling me a motherfucking nigga. I'm gonna just be honest.
Now I'm finna change the whole color of the scene. It's a hunky sitting at the table. They acting a goddamn fool, drinking beer, pouring beer on each other, and the owner come out there and he white. He said, what the fuck wrong with you stupid ass hillbilly ass crackers? Or you trailer trash bitches, what the fuck is y'all doing? What you gonna do? You gonna laugh, ain't you?
Me personally, you want to know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get up and get my shit and move. I ain't got nothing to do with that shit. Which is mostly what I'm going to do in any situation. But if I don't like how the situation looks, me personally.
You're going to get involved in bullshit. You're going to get involved in that bullshit, right?
I'm going to get up and get the fuck on out of there. If I don't have nothing to do with it, but I don't like how it look or how it smells,
no,
I'm going to take my shit
but what
leave
I said, when he
because
called him a
I don't
nigga,
have to
when he
stay
said,
there. Hold on.
Oh,
I don't got to stay there and keep spending my motherfucking money. That's the whole thing. Arguing with these motherfuckers and getting a case or getting involved in somebody else's whole total bullshit, I don't got time for that because the thing that hurts the motherfucker more than you arguing
with them or
you doing any of that is when
you
don't spend that shit in God we trust. When you don't spend that shit in God we trust.
Okay, stop what you're saying. Listen to what I just asked you, though. When that man come out there and said, what you niggas acting a fool for, what you niggas doing, you said you would get involved in it. It's the same shit.
No, I did not.
Get the fuck up.
No, I did not. You said,
if I don't like
you. Let's straighten this out. Hold on. I didn't say shit about getting involved in that. I said, I'm going to get...
No, sir.
If you said the table next to me, I said, I'm going to get my shit and get up and leave. That's it. I'm not...
Everybody
I don't get
said.
In other people's bullshit. I don't get in other people's bullshit. He didn't come over there and say it to my table. I'm not getting involved in that. But
what I'm trying to explain to you is
get up and get my shit and leave. I won't be back. I won't be back.
Okay.
But I don't get in other people's bullshit. I don't get in other people's bullshit.
So listen, I'm going to do it a different way then since you said it that way. You've been going to this restaurant. This man been treating you nice ever since you come there. He feed you if you want something extra or whatever. He's been treating you nice. You've been eating there all your life. Some niggas coming in and act a fool. The first thing you said, man, these niggas in here acting a goddamn fool. That comes out of your mouth to your people at your table. Why these motherfuckers come in acting like niggas? Then when they be approached with that bullshit and they call on the shit they doing, you going to stop eating there because some other niggas act a fool and somebody call them, you stupid niggas, what is y'all doing? They look for that. You understand what I'm trying to get at? Some niggas cause their own problem and make it everybody's problem. That's what I'm trying to explain.
Hey, what D. Rose trying to tell you, if they got the nerve to come at it like that.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Listen, man. It's real fucking simple. Let me explain it to you just one time. I don't give a fuck what the situation is. If you don't have that type of hatred in your heart you gonna maintain your composure. I don't give a fuck what the situation mm-hmm. is. It's not how, it's not what you do. It's how you do it.
It's how you.
So if you come up,
okay.
if you walk up there and they acting hey y'all, I don't allow this in my play. Either you guys gonna have to calm down or you gonna have to leave. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You ain't got no business.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck if you white, blue, purple, brown, green. I don't give a fuck what color is you approaching another person with that racial ass bullshit and expecting a good outcome. There is none.
How many times you call a person a nigga? How many times you say, nigga, you crazy? Nigga, you better go sit your ass down. Nigga, you better get out of my face. How many times you said that in your life?
Listen, man.
Nigga, I'm going to beat your ass.
Listen, man. That's among you and another brother that's having that type of conversation. That ain't no white man walking up and calling you no fucking nigga, bro. That's not nowhere near the same.
The word, the word nigga is if you look up there, is what they call that word, you being ignorant, you doing stupid shit.
Well, and most of the time when I speak to another man, it's bruh. I don't really flash that word around, nigga, this and that. I really don't use that. A lot of people do, but that's really not my standard of class. You feel me? I usually be
well,
like,
some
hey,
people
bruh,
do.
Hey, bruh, that. You know what I'm saying? I really don't be addressing nobody that way. You know what I'm saying?
I see women every day say, bitch, is you crazy? Give me a bitch. What's up, bitch? Then the first stranger walk up to them, call them a bitch, they ready to go.
That's a
problem. I see Puerto Ricans and Mexicans.
No, I just think when we do it to each other, it don't have a meaning. But if somebody out of our race do it to us, now we got a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Because the meaning is different.
If somebody white call you a nigga, you ready to fight. But a preacher boy called me a nigga, it don't mean nothing. He just said something. You know what I'm saying?
That's my opinion.
I'm finna throw something stupid in. You go to the store and say, hey, man, let me have them crackers.
That's not something but here's the difference, though, bro. When you a grown-ass man, you don't need all that to talk. Only ignorant motherfuckers do all that. And so if you surround yourself with them type of people, that's what you like. Because if I don't like something about you, I don't fuck with you. Period.
Fuck with you. You are 100% right.
If the way you carry yourself and you don't have no class about yourself and you are ignorant talking motherfucker that just don't know how to talk and don't know how to carry yourself as a man, it ain't for me to correct you. That's not my job. That's for you to figure out. My job is to get the fuck away from you and don't fuck with you. That's my job.
There you go.
Simple.
But you got some people that cause problems and then want you to join in and help them when the shit go the opposite way.
No, I don't.
You understand
play that.
What I'm getting at, man?
I don't have nothing to do with it. I didn't have nothing to do with it when it started because chances are it's going to get handled totally different than whatever your ignorant ass thought is. So if I don't have nothing to do with it, I know how to mind my own business. I get my shit and get the fuck out the way. That's what I do. I don't get involved in people's bullshit.
But you don't stop going to a place that you enjoy because of ignorant motherfucker. That's what I'm trying to get at, man.
I don't get involved in people's bullshit, bro. If you and this man start having a disagreement, I'm not getting in it no type of way. I don't give a fuck what y'all do. I'm going to get my shit and go about my business. Period. I don't care if y'all fight, shoot each other, whoop each other. I don't give a fuck what y'all do. It don't have nothing to do with me. I don't get involved. Period. Simple. You will never be able to say, well, D did this and didn't know you a goddamn lie. What D did was grab his bottle or grab his shit and move right on over to the side and sit there and watch y'all be a couple of dumb motherfuckers and laugh at that,
Now you understand. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to leave and stop going nowhere because another motherfucker did some stupid shit.
Nah, I don't get involved in that. That ain't how I do it. But like I said, if I'm somewhere spending my money, and the people who run in that establishment don't know how to conduct themselves and don't know how to talk to people, and I see it with my own two eyes and I don't like it, I don't give a fuck. I don't go there and spend my money. Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you run a business, you have to know how to talk to people and conduct yourself even when it doesn't fit you the way you want it to fit.
I'm going to go with last year.
I'm a truck driver. I'm a car hauler. So I go to these places to deliver cars, and the people want to take their sweet-ass time to sign the paper so I can get paid. I could go in there and act like a dumb motherfucking nigga and cuss them out and hoop and holler and do all that stupid shit. The paper still didn't get signed until they got ready to sign it. And then who look like a goddamn fool? Me. You know what I do? I pass. Once I get that motherfucker signed, when the next time a load come up going to them, guess what? I don't fuck with them. I'm not going to fuck up my man.
You avoid that load.
I don't have to take us. I own that truck and trailer. I don't work for no motherfucker. I work for me. So when I don't like something you do or I don't like how you run your business, I don't meddle in your business. I don't fuck with you. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to ruin my name. I'm not going to ruin what I done worked my ass off to build because you pissed me off. No. I'm going to piss on you because you're going to need that goddamn car brought to your dealership or you going to need that shit done, and you got to keep looking for a motherfucker where if you had any class in any way on how to carry yourself, we wouldn't have never had a problem. Because you know what? I'm good at what I do. I don't have to beg no motherfucker for nothing. That's the difference. So you can choose the people you want to fuck with when you drive your own car. Simple as that. You,
right. You
don't have to
when you own your
go
own
along
kid. Where you at, kid?
With no motherfucker. You don't have to do that. I don't do that.
Yeah.
For when it's business, you just keep it business. Real simple. It's business, you keep it business.
Hey, listen, it's my whole thing is this. You can't go by every time somebody tell you, man, them motherfuckers over there treat you bad. They do this. They ain't done it to you yet. That's the bottom of the line. Until they do it to you, go until you figure it out for yourself, bro.
Here's the thing. You got to realize this, bro. For the last 4 years, this entire fucking country has changed due to having motherfucking KKK in the goddamn White House.
President, you're right.
Listen to me now. I've been listening to you now. Now listen to me good, because this is something I feel real serious about. And this is what we, as in black and brown, got to come together and understand. Today is not like it was 5 or 6 years ago, okay? 5 or 6 years ago, them white boys wasn't going to get out of line like that. They wasn't going to disrespect or try to talk slick or try to pass that slick ticket. Well, now they've been encouraged. They've been given some balls.
Yes, sir.
Where sometimes you just got to straight fucking check them. And some of these places, they done got to the point where they feel they can let you know how they really feel. You got to quit fucking with them and spending your goddamn money there. It's just that
simple. But listen,
you cannot,
this is what I want to tell you about that situation.
On a motherfucker table that would piss in your, you can't do that unless you a damn fool. I ain't no damn fool.
Listen, you're 100% right. But listen to this. You talk about that ignorant ass president we had. I don't like him, but I'm going to tell you what he did. He made all them racist motherfuckers come out the bush. Motherfuckers you've been dealing with for 100 years. When he told them it's okay, they came out the bushes. And now you're looking at him, oh, bitch, you've been president. Now you know. You understand what I'm saying? They used to hide that shit from you. And you dealt with these motherfuckers. You went and broke bread with these motherfuckers. But whenever he turned around and told them it's okay to come out the bushes, when they came out the bushes, now you like, okay, now I know what to do to you. Fuck your ass up and go on about my business. He brung out all the bad in everybody.
That's the point I'm trying to make. Once a person show you who they are, that's who the fuck they are.
Believe it.
So you have to make them adjustment as you move. You can't do the same thing you used to do when you know this motherfucker's on another page. You got to flip your page too. And that's okay. That's okay.
You're 100% right.
You got to cut a motherfucker out. And then they realize that bullshit they was on is the reason they like they know no more.
But my thing is, sometimes you have to find out for yourself. You understand? You can't go by my word.
Long, man.
His word.
It don't take long.
No,
to find
if he did
out.
It to him, if he did it to him, he's gonna pull it on you sooner or later. You understand?
Right. It don't take no time to find out. That's easy. Shit. You can't change. You can't. You listen. You can change.
You can't change the left and right. Cannot say.
But you
I know
change.
What you're gonna say.
Yeah. You can't. Yeah. That shit don't happen.
Right, it don't happen. If he man enough to do it to one, trust me, he gonna pull it again. But if
yes.
it was an accident or it's something that person did, he's not gonna do it. So what I ask my kids more than anything,
baby Mac,
dressed
in black,
I ask my kids, silver
fox. I don't know who that is.
Could I ask my kids when they get in some bullshit, what did you do? You know, that was what my mom always asked me. What did you do? You quick to go in there and say, man, they did this to me. They did this. What did you do? See, you don't never ask one up, man, what you do? Man, I went in there and stole something. Man, what you expect? Man, I went in there and knocked all they shit over. Man, I went in there and pissed on this counter. You understand what I'm getting at, bro?
Yeah.
I went in there and slapped his wife.
It's a reaction.
What the fuck do you expect? Thank you. So sometimes you just have to ask, what happened? What did you do? Before you assume that, man, this motherfucker here pulled a stunt. Man, this motherfucker that. What did you do?
Yeah.
At the same time.
At the same time, you still got to ask that person, what did you do and why did you do it?
Exactly. I agree with that.
Same flavor.
1,000,000%.
You're 100% right.
Listen to me.
You're 100%
but
right.
But you got to realize, bro. You got to realize. For every action, there's a reaction. But when you are running a business, and this is how you feed your wife and your kids and keep your fucking life on, you have to be a step above the rest. You still got to
all
know how
money
to carry
ain't
yourself.
Good money. Listen, bro. All you, money ain't good money. You can always tell them to get your ass in the back.
So listen, D-Roll's telling you when you try to survive, you gotta eat a little shit to get a little shit. That's what he's telling you.
So this
not
is
always,
what
bro.
This is the difference. This is what separates
they won't let me, Uncle Larry.
The boys from the men. Hey, you got a problem. There's something wrong with you. This is my motherfucking establishment. Pack your stuff up and don't come back. You don't walk over there and call everybody in the motherfucking group no goddamn nigga and fuck up what you doing
D-Roll.
And fuck up what you got going on.
And D-Roll.
Huh?
You talking to a black KKK member, man. You ain't
a black
never been on this shit.
I like that in you. Hey, I like that in you, bro.
Hey, did you tell me you tell one of your best friends is a KKK member?
No, I didn't. I said I'll be around them sometime. And they was, hey, I'm waiting for them to pull the stunt that you're talking about, but they don't.
Hey, preacher boy. Preacher boy. I want to ask you a question. If you traveling up I-55 coming out of South Chicago, going to the north side of Chicago on 55 out there, and there's somebody out there on the interstate, and they shooting people that look like you, you mean to tell me you're going to ride up and down that highway, come out, well, I ain't doing anything about it. Why they shooting at me?
Or you I'm not going that way.
That's what D-Rose trying to tell you. Get the fuck out the way.
That. Listen. My thing is, I said if a motherfucker going there acting a fool, you supposed to get what you got coming. If you going there and act like a normal person, you shouldn't have to worry about nothing.
You saying what a motherfucker doing, but why is he doing it?
Look at all these niggas on TV right now acting a goddamn fool. Niggas killing niggas. Niggas breaking in the stores. Niggas doing this. Niggas carjacking people. Niggas taking shit. Why are they doing it? Ask yourself, why are they doing it?
Well, first of all, you can't prove that no niggas doing it. All you can do is say what the media is telling you.
You looking at the videos. They catching them on camera.
Okay, hold on. Glad you said that now. Now, I want you to think about this here. Now, everybody on here saw this here. A couple of years ago, motherfucker went out there and robbed banks and all kind of shit and put on a goddamn fake-ass black man mask and went out there robbing shit. They couldn't find nobody the crime because they didn't know who the fuck they were looking for. So who the fuck said that them people you looking at on TV ain't got on some goddamn mask?
They're looking for a black man.
It wasn't even a black man. You looking for somebody, but ain't even a black man. How can you find a black man?
Yeah, but all that do is pour fuel on the fire. Because what Preacher Boy is saying, look at it like this. It's going to be about 70% of the niggas is doing it, but the other 30% ain't black, and that's just going to really make it look bad.
Well, it may not be
that.
Because
they pouring into the situation. They pouring into the situation.
They put fuel on the fire.
You know, because
you come to Chicago, niggas is killing niggas, man. This shit is real. Come out here, these motherfuckers blasting.
This shit is real.
Okay.
This shit is real.
Okay.
It ain't
no motherfucking white
motherfuckers shooting, coming
hold
to
on,
the hood
hold
shooting.
Hold
that
hold
niggas
hold
is killing
hold
niggas
hold
for
hold
real.
Hold
that shit is real, bro.
Listen to what you just said. Now, I want you to think about it. What other city in the United States besides Los Angeles and fucking New York got more cameras than goddamn Chicago got in? They can find motherfucking white woman get shot. They can find motherfucker did that within 24 hours. But then when one of the brothers gets shot or some shit like that, they can't find shit.
They ain't trying to find
them. Because they don't care. They're not looking for them.
Hey, let me tell you something. If you go kill a white motherfucker, they going to find your ass then. They're going to find you, bro. But
when the police get killed or get shot, they find that bitch before the night is over with. When one of us gets shot, God damn it, you just a statistic. You become a number. You become a number right then and there.
Well, the thing about it is, when you kill one of them jokers in them suits, no matter whether it's another black man or brown man or purple man or green man, whatever, they all wear that thin blue line bullshit. They don't give a fuck about nobody but them. They're going to do everything they can to try to make an example and make an example out of you and me and anybody else for their friends. And they the one that's
half of them motherfuckers in them blue suits are prejudiced. I'm going to say half of them
you,
is prejudiced.
You got to go further than half. It's more than half because, yeah. Now, when you talk about black-on-black crime, it's more black-on-black crime by police officers than anything else.
You're 100% right. But half of the motherfuckers in them blue suits are black, and they do the same shit. They prejudice, too.
I just told you.
Them bitches change colors. They change colors when they put that blue suit on.
Man, let me tell you something. Ice Cube wrote a song a long time ago, and then somebody had a bird. Black cops showing out for the white cops. That's what the fuck they do. They don't give a fuck about you. It's a blue gang.
Eddie, what's wrong, Eddie?
Jeez.
I'm trying to wake Kid up, man. I'm trying to wake Kid up before I can play this song. I want him to name this tune.
Well, you don't think
Kid went to sleep, man.
The same shit y'all go through up there in Chicago, we go through the same bullshit down here. The identical same bullshit.
Yeah, the killing is everywhere.
Let me tell you what we're fighting here in Chicago. Let me explain to you what we're fighting. We're fighting the weather. We're fighting the criminals. We're fighting each other. We're fighting corona. Hell, we don't know to move shit or nothing. Them motherfuckers shooting through people's windows. They shooting the wrong people. They're going in the bank. They're going to the restaurant.
They killing motherfuckers for no reason. All kinds of shit.
For no reason. No reason.
Let me ask y'all a question. I want to see. I want to see what y'all answer would be on this one right here. Do you honestly believe that it's black on black crime?
Yes.
No.
No, boy.
Now let me explain to you why I said it. Listen, that's what I'm going to tell you. Black on black crime is some bullshit. Because see, if it's black on black crime, that means it got to be white on white crime. They need to announce all that bullshit. Now you know yourself. Most of y'all in Chicago live in a hood, like down here. We live in hood down here. We very, very seldom go outside of our own hood. We don't go out there like I'm just gonna use Eddie. I don't know exactly what Eddie said, but I'm just gonna use Eddie for example. Out there, country club and space out there, somewhere out there in them suburbs out there. We don't go out there in them county where them white folks at around here. We don't do the same thing. So you right here in my neighborhood, and it's a red zone. Across the highway is another red zone. Across that highway is another red zone. I mean, for the next 3-4 miles, you got red zone. Black folks don't see nobody but black folks. Who the fuck are they going to kill? Think
I don't understand what you're saying, but these niggas are killing each other.
Here's my asshole opinion, and that's just what it is. A lot of this fucking killing is these uneducated young people doing this motherfucking dope and doing these fucking pills, and they go out and they do stupid shit, and by the time they come down off that fucking high and they facing that 50, then that's when they realize what they've been doing, period. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
A lot of them ain't got no daddy, ain't got no uncle, ain't got no grandfather to beat their motherfucking ass, and 85% of their
Hold on now. You don't go too far. Why they ain't got no granddad and all that to beat their ass? Because of the system. The system don't want them whooping them. If you whoop your child, your ass going to jail. That's all to it.
Not mad.
Not if you beat their ass right, they ain't going to tell us so. If you beat their ass right, they ain't going to tell us so.
If your kid going
Let me tell you something. And any motherfucker sitting on this phone will tell you I'm not fucking lying. I raised all my motherfucking kids. Every last one of them got their goddamn ass beat when they was in the wrong. And you know what daddy told them? When you call the police on me, have your bag because you going with them. You can't stay in this motherfucking house without no goddamn police.
I fucked mine up and they grown.
I understand and I respect that. There are few and far between. But most of them, you go out there, the first thing they do, here come them police and you can't whoop that child. Well, you can whoop him.
Hey.
I said, well, you not
take
need this that love.
Take him with you. Take him with you. If I can't whoop him, take him with you.
Hold on, preacher boy. They're not going to take him with you. They're not going to take him with them. Believe me, because I work in the school system now. I know how this shit go.
Well, let me tell you. If I whoop one and you come here, you taking them with you. If you have to take me, too. They're not staying here.
They're going to take you to jail.
Well, I'm ready to go. That's the whole point you got to realize. Is
I understand. Hold on, preacher boy. Your philosophy, D-Rose, I agree with. But I'm just saying to you, that's just the way it is.
Well, I raised all mine. All of them go to school. All of them work. None of them in no motherfucking trouble. My oldest boy got in trouble. He got his ass out. He's on the straight and narrow every day.
The first thing you explain to your kids is, listen,
I raised my three.
I'd raise my three in about 15 months.
The first thing you explain
months.
To them is, I'm not your friend. I'm your parent. Once they get that understanding,
well,
and you can prove to them
that,
who you are to them.
That should be it's day one. When you
number
break
one.
That, how do you
preach
that? How old are you, man? That's
I'm,
on you.
I'm 52.
Okay,
52.
You right in that age. Hold on. You right in that age group. So you mean to tell me you don't remember when they came to the school and told y'all talking about it? Your parents whooped you, this child abuse and all that kind of shit. You don't remember that?
And I was terrified to go home and tell my mom that because she'd have fucked me up and sent me back to school.
I ain't said nothing about that. I just asked you, did you remember that, right?
Yeah, they'll tell you to call the police if they beating your ass. But you
okay,
out your motherfucking
so
mind. You're going to get killed.
A lot of kids did that because, like I'm telling you, they would tell them. I was right at the school because I used to tell them all the time, y'all wrong for the bullshit y'all telling these kids. Because you telling these kids that your parents whooping them, you can
Amen.
Get them out of that whooping situation. They don't have to. If you ain't got no consequences for your actions, you won't do what the fuck you want to do.
When we were in school, the teacher whooped your ass, and you got another ass.
If you go out and stay out there, if you go out at 10 years old, and you stay out at 2 o'clock in the morning, and your mama or your dad, either one will come in there and wake your ass up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, whoop your ass, and you got it in your goddamn mind, fuck this shit, I'm going to call these folks on this second day, they're going to be doing this shit to me, I'm going to do what I want to do. And that's what happened.
Amen.
That's
listen,
how a lot of that shit gets called.
I want my daughter.
I'm not saying it's all kids.
I want my daughter.
I'm not saying it's all, not all kids. I'm not saying it's all
listen.
Parents. But our government is the biggest problem of it, the biggest portion of it.
I want my daughter. If she went to school, she had marks on her. Listen, she had marks on her. DCFF came to the house the next day and asked me why did I whoop. I said, because this son of a bitch here took a fork and stuck in the socket and tried to make my little baby hold it. All the lights went out in the crib. That's the only thing saved her ass. It was on a circuit breaker. And the man said, man, I understand. He said, take the pillow off the couch and beat the shit out of him. You won't leave no bruises. So, all right.
You find a few like that, Preacher Boy, but most of them don't. Most DCF workers, they don't come there with no intention of no resolve or nothing. They come there want to
well, let me,
they
want
to know why you
let
do
me
it.
Let me tell y'all about this. My oldest boy mama was the jealousest motherfucker I ever dealt with in my life. And my wife whooped my son's ass because he didn't want to act right to go to school. Well, the mama called DCS. I was out of town. I had to fly home to go get my son because I had full custody. When I walked in that woman's office, you know what the first thing I told her? I told her, I said, listen. I said, you're welcome to come to my house now. You don't have to wait. You can go. We can leave and go right now. I said, I raise him. I take care of him. He got the best living he can fucking have. If he can't follow them goddamn rules, you can keep him. We don't have to talk about nothing. I said, other than that, he going to bring his ass home. He going to follow them motherfucking rules. If he don't, he's going to get his ass whooped again. Simple. I'm not going to tell you he ain't going to get disciplined. If you don't want me to discipline, y'all can keep him and discipline him. Other than that, we don't have a whole lot to talk about, man. My son is not abused. Ain't nobody mistreating him. Well, now we didn't find no abuse, but you can't. When you discipline him, you can't leave no mark. I said, look here, lady. When I whoop his ass, I don't give a damn about no mark. Period. And I'm telling you this.
Well, I'm not looking for a special location to whoop that ass.
You know what that lady did? Went back there in that goddamn room and gave me my son and told me, just go on. You just take him and go on. Okay, thank you. You have a nice day. I told her, you not great run my house. You ain't great tell me my wife can't be around him. You ain't great tell me nothing because you don't feed and clothe and take care of his ass. And if you want to tell me those things, you got to feed and clothe and take care of his ass because he can't stay there. Simple. I don't give a fuck.
Good point.
Much
good point.
Much as I love him, you can't run my house. I pay kids.
That you kid.
Yeah. I'm back.
I respect that.
All right, come on with it now, kid. I got to do it. Y'all got to give me a chance with kid.
Okay, hold on.
Kid like the name a lot of tunes. Kid like the name a lot of tunes. I'm tired of waiting on y'all motherfuckers. I'm going to do this right quick.
Oh, man.
No, that ain't it. Hold on, kid. Let me get it.
Mm-hmm.
man. Now
till the bus is all down her back.
Hello.
Tip to toe. She broke the needle and she can't so walk in the dark. Get the walking bird dog. If you don't know how to...
All right,
y'all
can go ahead.
But no, that was
who was
you, D-Rose, there are few and far between fathers like you and I. I don't give a shit. Like I told them, I ain't never had no problem with them folks. But like I told them folks when I was working for them at that school, going taking the kids back and forth to alternative school, get kicked out of school, they send them to school alternative school, they go down there and sit in the classroom for 4-5 hours a day, then I had to bring them back home. But now, like I told them, all the time. I said, now, when it's under my kid, I'm moving my kid's ass. I don't give a damn who wants it. I said, now, you can stand there and be next if you fucking want to. They tell me, well, you're going to go to jail. You just like me. I don't give a fuck about going to jail. I'm not saying that. I'm not. What I'm saying to you is not that you wrong or nothing like that for what you're doing. And I'm not saying you right for what you're doing.
Boy, you don't want to this motherfucking dope.
But what I'm saying to you is this right here. God. If you had more parents that would stand up like you and I, then you will see a difference. And as far as this thing about the parent not being in the home, now y'all live in Chicago just like I live down here in the South. My mom and daddy wasn't together. They divorced when I was 6 years old. My dad was on the other side of town. I go to when I want to. But my dad was at my goddamn house down there every day. And I know a lot of y'all saw the same thing. So ain't no need in that bullshit talking about you grew up without a father because you didn't. You still had daddy there in the house.
Well, nine out of ten, I'm gonna say 8 out of 10 situations, if you had a man, not just a male specimen now, because you find a lot of these motherfuckers, like you said, want to be kids' friends. That's a bad situation waiting to happen. But
yeah. If
you had a man in the house, most of the time. Them kids turned out to be pretty decent people, period.
Hey, man,
you know
my mama
was fucked
up.
When they wasn't allowed to do what the fuck they wanted to do, and they got that ass whooped when it was called for, and they was taught how to work, taught how to do what they supposed to, most of them kids don't fall far from the tree. It's the ones, like I said, the daddy was locked up, the mama was on dope, grandma trying to raise them. They telling grandma, 15-year-old, what they ain't going to do. She old. She can't do nothing with them.
It's today's generation. We got chastised. We got chastised back in the day. It's today's generation.
A lot of my
I know my mama didn't play with me, nigga. I got extension cord, belt, racetrack. Goddamn it, skillet.
All kind of shit. Beat your motherfucking ass up and down the block, boy. Hell yeah. Sure.
I'm jumping
what the
over
fuck
trying to knock
your mama. If my mama told you don't do something and you did it, you got your motherfucking head busted. Wasn't
hey,
no
your mama told you to go out there and find me a motherfucking switch, and it better be the biggest one on the tree. I'm going to beat the fuck out
and
you.
And you can fuck around, and bring another one in.
You're going to beat your ass
with whatever she pick up.
Hey, D-Lo, let me ask you a question. Now, in your neighborhood, you have seen kids that got worse ass whippers than you, but they still went to prison and shit, didn't they?
But I tell you this, most of the ones that did that, it was because they didn't want to stay at home and take them ass whippers and listen to what mom and daddy had to say.
Exactly.
They felt they was grown.
Right.
And that grown
they let the
got them raise. Consequences.
Exactly.
They went out and let the streets raise.
Sometimes the ass whipping wouldn't do nothing for them.
Yeah. I ain't gonna tell that now. I don't see that. I can't understand that one now. A good ass would change them any motherfucking body, man.
In a hurry. In a hurry.
But here's the thing. You got to stand on them principles from day one to the last day. You can't change the program. If you change the program,
right,
you
can't never change the program.
Well, you know,
first
well,
time you gotta be their friend.
When as down here, as up there, y'all, grew up in the city, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Motherfucker grow up to be 13, 14 years old, and then he get to figure out he's slicker than the mama or the dad or whatever. I mean, he might be the preacher's kid. He might be anybody's kid. Get that ass tore out the motherfucking frame. I mean, get the brakes beat off his ass and put back together. And motherfuckers still go out there and do stupid shit. They're just yeah. Ill.
Well, I got four boys and one girl. And every single one of my boys, when they got 17 and 18, they tried me. They tried every last one of them. Even the best one, they tried me. And I tried to kill their motherfucking ass. And I ain't had no problem with them since. They grown fucking men today. And when I tell them something, they respect me and they listen. Because I raised them. And when they got to where they felt they could whoop dad ass, I gave them a shot. They didn't win. The mama had to pull me off of every last one of them motherfuckers. And guess what? When I turned them loose, they didn't want to go down that road no more. Fuck it. Daddy said this. I'm fuck it. I just have to put up with it. Yeah.
I'm going to say it like this. Mr. D-Rose, when you got through whooping their ass, most of the time when you whooped that ass and you told them what it was all about and everything, they got to understand it too, didn't they?
Yes, sir.
See, a lot
yes,
of people
sir.
Get their ass whooped.
One thing,
a lot
y'all,
of people don't
one thing,
your
one
kids.
Thing.
But hold on.
One thing y'all ain't said, man. One thing y'all ain't said that fuck a kid up to. The mom and daddy got to be on the same accord. If the mama tell them one thing and baby man, goddamn it, they going to go with who they think is the sweetest to them.
That's exactly what sent my oldest boy to prison. Listening to his fucking mama.
Yeah.
If mama and daddy ain't on the same page, you got a problem.
You got a problem.
Anytime, listen to me.
I know from experience.
You're supposed to beat his ass like a stranger. You're supposed to beat his ass like a stranger.
When the mama say something and the daddy stand behind her and the daddy say something and the mama stand behind her, them kids don't have no choice but to listen. But when you got one motherfucker
That's right.
putting sugar in the cup and another motherfucker putting salt in it, you got a problem. Simple.
You got a problem.
You got I'm whooping the kid's ass here. I tell the kid's ass up. And I tell him why I whooped his ass. No sooner I get up and leave and go out the door to go to work or whatever. But he ain't had to whoop you like that because this, that, and other. That child, that shit gonna slowly wear in that child mind and wear in that child mind to where he gonna become disobedient. Then it's gonna be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like Teddy said. Now he tell the truth. I have some respect because I got some cousins like that. And right now them motherfuckers, half of them ain't even out of prison yet. Them motherfuckers been in prison all their goddamn life.
Yep. That's the outcome to that. And see, you give whichever one of them motherfuckers with that salt. You get him that certificate. That's your certificate, motherfucker. Because you have produced that bullshit. That's your certificate. You earned a certificate for that.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, like I said, I was raised by my mama. Me and my mama was in high. My daddy was there now. He was there back and forth there. But I'm going to tell you a little secret. My mama, ain't nobody never went and told my mama that I did something. My mama ever said that he didn't do it. She came and asked me that I do it. She tell me to raise right here, sweetie. Now, either way it goes, if you did it, I'm going to whoop your ass. If you lied to me, I'm going to whoop your ass. So my wife is going to admit that I did it and get it over with.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? Period. And then she would tell me. Now, I'm going to show you something. Let me show you all this here. I had a motorcycle. I was about 12 years old. I was riding. The kid told me, hey, man, your mama calling you. I go down there to the house, and I done went all down the street down there anywhere on that motorcycle. I come back. This lady's name was Mary Hudson, a so-called Christian lady. I went to my friend's house and went down the side of his house and went through their side of the yard. The lady never came out the door. She didn't have my motorcycle. She came out there. When I went back down through there, they told me, your mama called me. She was down there on the porch with my mom. So I went up there to see what she wants. She said, Miss Mary said, you riding that bike through her yard. I said, no, I ain't been in her yard.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I said, did you see me? She said, yeah, I saw you. I said, no, you didn't. I said, lady, you telling a lie. Man, my mama batted me in my motherfucking mouth and beat the shit out of me right there. But now when she went around the corner to Miss Thelma's house and she asked Miss Thelma, did this boy go through that yard over there? She said, no, he came on that side of the house over there, and he didn't come through her yard. Now you know what happened then, don't you?
Mm.
My mama got on her knees. But you know
that's
what I'm saying?
Like,
my mama told me, she said, I ain't whoop you because
my
you did that. I whoop you because you told a woman she was a lie. That's why I got
hey, that's just like my, that's just like me and the boy grew up down the street and our mamas was cool. He took my bike. I went and pushed him off the bike. So his mama grabbed me up in my shirt, had my shirt wrapped up in her hand, dragging me down there to tell my mama what I did. When she knocked on that door and my mama opened that door and saw her with her hand wrapped up in my shirt, my mama come off the third step and hit her dead in her motherfucking face. She told her, if he do something, you don't put your fucking hands on my kids. You come and tell me. I don't touch your kids. You don't touch mine. And my mama meant that shit. And they were still friends, the same as they was. But she never touched nobody again. Her motherfucking nose healed up in about a week, and they was cool again.
B-roll, it was like this right here. We down here, we live on the street down here, just like y'all in the city on the block up there. And then the street might be goddamn half a mile long. School on one end and, you know, the houses and everything on the other end. Everybody on that street probably had, as y'all call it, booking rights to book a car there, probably had ass booking rights to whoop my ass. All except for one lady.
That's how
all except for one lady.
That's the way
my
mama
didn't play that shit.
Listen here, mama told that lady, she said, let me tell you something right now. She said, all you old folks out here and whoever else out here can whoop his ass. Said, but you better come tell me what he did. Because you let your motherfucking kid get away with anything. I'm standing, I'm eating this shit up, but I'm not stupid enough to smile or nothing like that. Because I know, you know what's going to happen if I do. And man,
you
don't get that back, catch me. Gee, my mama would have tore my ass up right there. What you laughing for? Man. I come from the old school, know how to get an ass whooping.
Man, listen, the whole neighborhood beat your ass. And then you had another one when you got the address.
Shit.
Better not do no bullshit.
Me and you be down there. You live on one end of the block. I live on the other end of the block. We go down there to D-Rose. He on the other end of the block. Me and you fight each other at D-Rose house. We get an ass whooping at D-Rose house. We come back down the street. We start fighting again or fight somebody else. Whoever that is, we the fuck. We get an ass whooping from them. And by the time both of us get home, our parents both know. Now we got more ass whooping coming.
You ain't never lied.
Man, listen, I had a neighbor I couldn't stand. That bitch used to get me in trouble. I used to get child abuse because of her. I told her one day I was going to burn her house down. I got caught with a book of matches. My mama beat the shit out of me.
Oh, shit. Been with the day, though, bro.
My mama didn't play. God damn it. I swear to that. My mama was zero tolerance for bullshit.
Shit.
Yeah,
I do.
I ain't gonna tell you but one fucking time to do something. You sit there like you don't want to do it or act like you're gonna take your time or any of that. Man, your motherfucking head rolling through.
Hey. Let me tell you what my mama looked like. And then I'm gonna tell you where her daddy was. Well, I'm gonna tell you where her daddy was from first. Over here off the coast of Georgia, South Carolina over there. You know, that little island out there where the slaves lived on, they owned it and all, them Geechies, they real black folks are straight hair, look like aboriginal, look like them Australian folks. That's what my granddaddy was. My granddaddy killed a white man way back in the 1920s. Ran to Louisiana. That's where he met my grandmother. They had my mom and them, then they moved to Alabama. My mama, 5 foot tall, if she was 5 foot tall, dark hair, straight curly hair, and her eyes was like always red, like they was on fire or something.
Woman didn't give a shit about whooping nobody's ass. I don't give a fuck who it was. Cut, shoot, whatever. She just didn't give a shit. My granddaddy was the same way. I can people living right now over in a place called Granby, Alabama, can tell you about my grandfather. They used to tell me all the time when I was a kid, well, you just like Mr. Walker. He said, my grandfather's name is Walter Walker. You just like Mr. Walker. And you know what I'm saying? I went through a whole lot of shit, man, but you know, I try my best to be a fun-loving person. Don't want to have no animosity with nobody. If I got to have beef with you, I walk away from you. I don't want that. I'd rather have fun, talk to you, and go eat a barbecue sandwich or some shit like that. I don't want none of that other bullshit. I ain't looking for that, especially nowadays, I am. But, man, my mother, man, she, that woman was something else. Shit. If she couldn't stab you, cut you, stick you, shoot you, whatever, she gonna do something to you. Axe or whatever she had. She's just crazy. Don't get me wrong now, she wasn't crazy, crazy cuckoo, but she was crazy. And she didn't get it.
Yeah, my mama was straight fucking nuts. She didn't give a fuck. Like you said, my mama wasn't 5 foot tall, but she'll fight any goddamn thing moving. If the motherfucker didn't move, it's tall.
My mama used to beat your ass so bad you wouldn't know what to do. She didn't give a fuck. Wherever you at, wherever you fuck up at, that's why she beat your ass at. I got more ass whoopers in church than I did at home.
Boy. Man.
My mama gonna get you home and lock that door so you can't run. When your ass hollering, okay, she's
going to
keep on beating your motherfucking ass.
Not
hey, boy, I'll be hurt, you know how you be breathing? Is, like you have a heart attack?
That is lies the problem with me and my mama. I was too scared of her to run because I know if I ran, it was going to be worse.
Shit. I was the runaway kid, goddammit.
I wasn't running.
I ran as long as I could. But when I came back, that ass whooping was still waiting.
Hey, let me ask you this: how many times you done went out? And I'm just saying you do something today, tomorrow, next day, whatever. She tell you all the time, say, oh, okay, now you know I'm gonna get that ad, don't you? You got it coming.
Hey,
and wait 3 or 4
nigga,
months.
I used to run the fuck away and stay gone for a goddamn week or two. The police had to catch me and bring me back. And goddamn it, she come down to that juvenile center and get me. One time she came and got me, got to beating my ass. I thought I was going to run. She done changed the goddamn locks on the door. She done put a damn bolt on the door. You need a key to get in and a key to get out.
Ooh,
she said, you thought you was going to run, didn't you? Goddamn it, she beat my motherfucking ass. I said, okay, mama, that's it. I can't take no more ass whooping. She said, well, it's time for you to go. I was 15 years old. I've been on my own ever since I was 15 years old. I said, mama, you going to call the police? She said, no, you grown. She said, you can't take no ass whoopers in this house. There's the dope. Shit, I left, went and stayed with my grandmother for about a year and never looked back, goddammit.
Hey, let the dough knob hit you where the good Lord fits you.
Hey, she didn't call the police, nigga, I never looked back. I left home at 15. From 16 to this day, I ain't never lived with no motherfucker. I paid my own bills my own way. I made my own fucking way. And anybody who fucking knows you would tell you.
I never went and lived with nobody. I applaud you.
No motherfucker. And I ain't been in no motherfucker prison either. No, sir.
Yeah.
I was smart enough to make it and stay out the fucking way.
I like this him. My mama had a boyfriend one time named Carl Hudson. I was 9 years old. I used to go to Putwood, and he had a Putwood truck. He was going to woods with him, all Putwood. Man told me, truck was sitting about eighth of a mile away from us. He said, go get that truck and bring it down here. I said, I can't drive that truck. He said, let me tell you something.
He said, now, I told you one time, I'm not going to tell you again. He said, yeah, any woods, ain't no way you could go. He said, now, I'm going to tell you this right here. He said, I don't give a damn if you have to crank that motherfucker up 152 times to get it over here. You get it over here. If you don't get it over here, I'm going to beat your ass. That truck got there. I bet you that truck got there. It might cut off 150 times, but it got there.
But she wasn't no place.
You can ride the motorcycle, but you gonna tell me you can't drive that truck? He said, I'm not gonna hear that. He said two words that ain't gonna never hear you say to me is, I can't and I won't. He said, you never say them two words to me. If you say it to me one time, I'm gonna beat your brakes off your ass. You can get ready for it. I never said them words to him.
Now my mama didn't play that shit. What you ain't gonna do or what she tell shit, my mama ain't gonna tell you but one fucking time.
Hey man, let me tell you the funniest shit that happened to me. I supposed to took the garbage out. I didn't do it. At 1 o'clock in the morning she beat me out my drawers, goddamn, to go take that garbage out. I ain't never forget to take that garbage out no more.
Yeah,
the worst thing to do is get beat out your sleep.
Well, I ain't never had that problem, Preacher Boy, because when I got up to go to school in the morning, years ago, I would go down the street, and the old folks that stayed on the rock going to my school down there, I'd bring their garbage cans out there side of the road, put their garbage cans out there, then they'd hand them when I come back in. I'd get their mail, get their garbage cans, take them back in the yard. I did my own garbage can at home. Like that was my job, just to do the garbage can. That's what I did. I had to do shit else.